One. Transmission.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy.
Four, five, six.
V.I.G.
I just found out I have Asperger's syndrome.
Asperger's syndrome is a mild and rare form of autism. It is typically characterized by difficulty establishing friendships and playing with peers, trouble accepting conventional social rules, and they dislike any change in setting or routine.
Does anyone ever call me names?
You mean like retard?
Yeah.
No.
Go f*** yourself.
And did you know that the OC Weekly has staples in the weekly? They do.
He has all three major kinds of retardation.
What are we going to do? We have to change our TVs to something else now. No more 2009, we're supposed to change our TV sets.
You're pretty smart for a retard.
And now,
John McCain has already tapped me.
Senator McCain talks a lot about drilling.
Our feature presentation.
That is true. Dude, he's a goer. You know John McCain's a goer. Come on.
He did say we have to drill now. We have to drill here. We have to drill now.
Yep. So he's got a woman in every city. That's my impression.
You think so?
Awesome.
I do.
Yeah.
John McCain. You think so?
I do. Yeah.
Got hoes in different area codes.
That's what I understand. It's my guess.
Can you imagine if they found out that was true?
Oh, that'd be the best.
Oh, it'd be awesome.
We'd admire him. He wouldn't win the election, but we'd admire him.
Yeah, exactly.
I might vote for him at 72 if he's keeping that many ladies happy. I'll tell you. That takes a special kind of man that I admire.
Well, we'd have to talk to him to see if they're happy. Who knows if that's happening.
That's right. That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's true.
Can't really move his arms that much.
Now, today, can I ask?
What?
Today, can I
ask?
About
yes, you
Mike
can.
Going to
yes,
DeJuan's house?
100%.
Yes.
Because yesterday I was 24 hours early. It happened last night. And Mike did text me when he arrived, which I was very excited to know that it was going on. I was just so sad that I couldn't be there. As Mike and Lightning went to shoot a video at our favorite K-Rock listener, DeJuan's house. Tell us what you can about it, Michael.
You know what? Just like last time we went to DeJuan's, it was nothing but happy. It's just a big ball of happiness over at DeJuan's place. We watched a little 90210.
Which is his favorite show.
He broke down what's happened on the season, you know, prior to this, because Lightning and I had never watched the show.
Oh,
before.
He explained all the plot points and all the people?
A little background.
Does he keep it all straight? Is he good at that?
Yeah. As you will see in the video.
Okay.
He really likes a couple of the girls on that show. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really likes mm-hmm. them. And talked a little politics, talked a little Lakers. And then I gave him his UCLA jersey that you guys got him.
Did he remember all those times he was talking about UCLA and how much he loved it?
Yeah, okay. I made sure – I kind of like prefaced the gift presentation with, all right, DeJuan, one of the things you've been really happy about is mm-hmm. UCLA and UCLA basketball. Is that still the case? Then he went on and on about how much he loves them.
Right.
So, well, I got some good news. And he went nuts.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Throws it on immediately, runs into his bedroom, and he's checking himself out in the mirror, and he loves it. And like 40 minutes go by. We're watching TV. He doesn't say a word. And all of a sudden, he turns over to me and goes, you should have put my last name on the back of the jersey, not my first name.
And I said, sweet!
DeJuan, you know, there's a million Johnsons. There's only one DeJuan. And he kind of thinks about it. He says, okay.
That's so funny.
It does seem like puppies and sunshine every time you're with DeJuan, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Life is good.
Yeah, he had some advice for the kids and stuff.
It's good to be DeJuan.
It is.
It was a really good visit. Really good, productive
That's
visit.
That's awesome. Was his bro there?
Mm-mm. I was totally solo, just like last time. And
okay.
And he seems to be living like a pretty normal bachelor life. You know, mm-hmm. he was cooking for himself when we got there. He had to sweep up and mop up before Lightning and I could like, hey, he's like, pardon me, guys, just relax in the living room. I got to clean up my kitchen.
No.
kitchen.
How long in the visit was it before you started making him feel uncomfortable with your gayness?
Before you tried
to get in the shower with
that's
him.
That's my trademark.
Yeah.
I know when I do the crib stuff like that, but with DeJuan, I kind of lay off, you know, because I – like, his love for the ladies is so strong. I know I'm like – it's
you haven't got a chance.
It's not even worth it.
So
you know?
10 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to see that video, and I can't wait to hear more about that visit, because you know I am a little bit obsessed with DeJuan, and I do want him to come live in my barn. You know that. So that's great news.
Yeah, that's a lovely offer
that
from
is.
You, Bean.
How could a guy
turn
down living in your barn?
How great that would
sure.
be.
Sure.
Wow.
Good times. So you were at DeWan's last night. I was watching the latest 30-hour presidential debate. I don't know if you had a chance to see any of it, but
not a second, and I couldn't be happier.
I read something this morning that talked about, and this is so true, they're not even debates anymore. The candidates barely answer the questions. They certainly pick and choose what it is they want to talk about.
True.
There aren't enough appropriate follow-up questions. There's nobody – there's no BS meter. There's no buzzer if you know, go off topic or you say something that you know isn't true. And it's really like a joint appearance by the candidate more than it is a discussion or a debate. And Tom Brokaw did an even worse job of wrangling the candidates in the last debate.
Tom Brokaw is still alive?
Yes. Yeah, he's the host of Meet the Press now.
Wow.
I mean, he's a fine newsman. He's a smart guy, but he had no luck whatsoever keeping these guys on track. They were just wandering all over the place,
yeah.
Just taking as much time as they wanted to answer questions. And he's like, Senator Obama, and Obama keeps talking. Senator Obama, and he just keeps on talking. I mean, they just steamrolled the old man.
Yeah.
But it was –
maybe they couldn't understand what he was saying.
No, he sounds fine.
All right.
You exaggerate. But he did not do an effective job of moderating that. And the guys, you know, they took advantage of that. Hey, free airtime to say what I say every day out
well,
on the stump.
Well, absolutely. And if one of them isn't going to listen to him, the other sure isn't.
Sure.
It would
yeah,
be
yeah,
the
exactly.
coolest thing if they would have somebody there with the facts. Because they do the fact-checking right after.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
but by the second debate, they kind of know where they go off
right.
the rails a little bit. It would be awesome if, like you had suggested to me, there was like a, try
sure.
again.
I'm telling you who ought to do it, who ought to moderate it, and it ought to be no holds barred is Bill O'Reilly. That's the guy. I mean, he doesn't even let you get out a sentence if he doesn't want to hear it.
Well,
you know what
true.
I mean?
Yeah, but you'd never hear anybody
You'd never
Bill.
Hear the candidate then.
Well, yeah, maybe. But I think he'd be I would love to see him moderate a discussion. Wouldn't even be a debate as much as it would just be a discussion between those two guys.
Oh,
it'd
and
be
by
a
discussion, you
match.
Mean a yell fest. That yeah. would be interesting.
I don't think that would work.
Oh, I'd be all over that. That'd be fun.
Well, it'd
be less
fun.
Boring.
I'd also love – there's no way to ever make this happen, but I'd love so much if you could put those guys in a car and force them to drive somewhere together for like 5 hours, Obama and McCain, and mic the car and just hear what they talk about like when they don't know they're being recorded.
Oh, so they don't know we're micing the car?
They don't know we're micing
like
them, but you actually hear what they really think and what they really have to say to each other because you just know it would be hilarious and embarrassing for both men.
It'd have yeah. to be more than 5 hours. I think you'd have to put them on like a three-day
Cross
road
country.
Trip. Yeah, absolutely. That'd be awesome.
Think McCain could make that?
Well, as long as they stopped in the towns where he had the hose.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be
but
okay.
anyway, it was not exciting television.
Really?
Yeah,
what a surprise. Couldn't have predicted that.
And there's still another one. There's still another debate.
But here's the thing, Bean. Don't have to watch.
Well.
Nope, you don't.
It's fairly – it has the potential to be fairly newsworthy.
Yeah, it did last night too, but it wasn't. But this debate's a different format, right? It's not going to be the town
yes.
hall thing.
Yeah, that last night was town hall.
So
I don't
what's
know what
the next
doing.
One? You don't know.
I think it's an American Gladiator style format.
Oh, good.
See,
yeah. they shoot tennis balls at them, and if they can make it across,
exactly.
Kane will be having a flashback.
You've got to give the advantage to the 48-year-old in that one, I think.
I don't know.
But
McCain
but
would just walk
over.
Straight up to the gun that's shooting him with tennis balls and bend the end of the barrel.
You've got to give John McCain a lot of points for just grit. You know, like,
sure.
obviously,
absolutely.
If it's just a physical contest, you look at Barack Obama, you look at Senator McCain, Obama wins that one. But, you know.
I don't know.
But Obama's
you know
a little
heart.
Bit.
You know,
no, you're absolutely right. Obama would be the first one to start crying once he started getting hit by the tennis balls. He'd be
right.
a little bit more of a – he'd be a girly man compared to John McCain. John
right.
McCain could take it. You can do – nothing you could do to John McCain in American Gladiators is going to hurt him where he's already been hurt. So you're right. He wins by mental determination. See, why don't they come to us with ideas on how to make this thing work?
Oh, that would be awesome.
We got some great suggestions. Then you put him on Wipeout.
I like it.
Stand on the giant balls.
I like
sucker
it.
Sucker punch. Poor John McCain when he couldn't block himself.
He would sink like a stone.
Man, that'd be good.
Good times.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday, and it's the 8th of Foxtober.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
Anybody mind if I take off my pants?
So we are going to give you an update on the presidential debate. I did not see a second of it, mercifully so. But for those of you that missed it, we'll give you some highlights.
Okay.
The USC vomiting epidemic. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but boy, are they throwing up on the campus of USC.
And not just since they lost that game to Oregon.
No, it's been what, 2-3 weeks now, I think, that they've been passing the flu around back and forth.
Yeah, it's going around.
They said it's what whatever they get on cruise ships.
Scurvy?
No. I don't know, but you've heard of cruise ships where a bunch of people
everybody
get sick.
Gets sick.
It's not just the flu.
I'm not
sure exactly what it is, but yeah, it's...
Whatever it is, they've been passing it to each other, and it's just been an outbreak. They're trying to encourage people. Don't come to class, which I never did anyway, but don't come to class if you don't feel well. Isolate yourself.
Super contagious.
Don't meet people. Don't shake hands.
Yeah.
So that's good times.
That's not fun.
Kat Von D will be here in the studio.
Oh.
Talking about LA Inc.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new.
She got big-ass boobies.
Today we're going to talk about bribing cops. We didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday, so we'll do it today in the 6 o'clock hour. Bribing cops. How do you do it? What's the key?
Yeah.
Have you gotten away with it? Or if you're a cop, who's tried what? That's what we're going to be talking about coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. We have another Kevin and Bean instant request. And we have your Coldplay tickets.
Oh, good.
Before you can buy them. This is for November 25th at the Honda Center. Tickets go on sale Saturday at 10. And we have your tickets coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat. MGMT on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 10 minutes till 6 o'clock.
I heard that band was originally named The Management, and then they decided that it was too long, so they changed it to MGMT. And I can't say for sure that that's an improvement.
Not really.
Does it seem shorter to you? Doesn't to me at all.
It seems about the same.
Really?
It seems about the same. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's shorter. Yeah. Management, MGMT.
Yeah, seems like a lot of work. I don't know.
Either way.
Damn rock stars. Ralph's on vacation this week. We're keeping you up to date with the Showbiz Beat in his absence. Parents Television Council, Kevin, back in the news.
Oh, good. What are they complaining about now?
Well, they have filed a petition of complaint with the FCC that CBS did not edit out a fleeting penis shot from the season premiere of the new season of Survivor, Survivor Gabon.
What is a fleeting penis?
Good band.
I'll tell you, fleeting penis is a great band. I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's a penis that you can't see if you watch the show in real time, but apparently somebody was able to see it flopping around out of somebody's shorts who was running on the show by freezing their TiVo.
No, that's not true.
I believe that 100%.
That is not true. You can't see it in real speed?
At a wardrobe malfunction, he was taking part in a challenge in some tiny little shorts. The PTC, Parents Television Council, says it's a violation of public trust. The network said the incident was fleeting and virtually undetectable when viewed in real time. Here's what the council said, and this is a direct quote. The number of fleeting penises we expect to see on broadcast television is zero. So, how about that?
I guess wow. They're a bunch of perverts. They freeze frame everything, looking for anything.
Wow.
Hey, that guy over there is running with the tiny short shorts. Maybe something flopped out. Let's take a look.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's not good for New York, it's not good for America, and it's not good for the entire world. And so, CBS, shame on you. Shame on you, CBS.
I don't know anything about Survivor anymore. I haven't seen it since season 2. But how'd you like to be the guy, the contestant on this show, who now has a major lawsuit that involves the words about him, your penis is virtually undetectable when viewed in real time? Anyway, I just got to imagine that the editors didn't see it, because they're pretty good on that show, and most reality shows about blurring out if there's a nip slip or something like that.
I don't think that really helps them or their cause, you know, to let it go through. I don't think they would go, oh, let's see if we can sneak it past people.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure it was just an oversight, but Lisa's right, man. They're giving their TiVo a workout if they're even finding something like that.
Speaking of peni, you remember that Rob Lowe's nanny was suing him for sexual harassment?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, this apparently David Crosby, who is one of the grandpas that's in Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Right.
That's right.
He declared in this case that Laura Boyce, who was the former Lowe nanny, claims that she was sexually harassed, went to Hawaii. David Crosby went with them to Hawaii with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the nanny stated on several occasions that she only dates black guys because of their C word.
Okay.
She was open.
And David Crosby's bringing this up because this is some defense that she wouldn't have been with Rob Lowe? Is that what they're suggesting?
Just that she was
inappropriate,
and she was talking about her personal life, and she was offering up these details, and so it wasn't any kind of a...
It wasn't like he was being totally inappropriate in an environment that she created.
Exactly. Gotcha. She was open about her personal life and dating preferences and freely discussed that in front of my wife and me. She began bragging about the size of her boyfriend's penis. Laura said that her boyfriend was an African-American athlete. She bragged that, quote, her boyfriend's penis was the second largest C-word in the NBA.
And she knows that because...
How do you know second largest? I mean, when you get to that, you got to pretty much measure, don't you?
She's done the research,
man. You got a test drive.
She also said, well, I can't say this part. She had to wear a lifesaver so that his thing wouldn't hurt her too badly. So anyway,
a lifesaver?
Life vest?
She said lifesaver. I don't know what that means exactly, but she was apparently inappropriately talking about that the whole time in Hawaii.
She's a goer.
Pretty much. Yeah. As if you're an NBA
penis, when seen in the right context, is the most wonderful sight for a woman. But in the wrong context, it is like a monster movie.
Well, sounds like it might have been both.
Depends on the penis.
Tell you the truth. Well, this is sad news. Nick Nolte, very talented actor, and in fact had a big summer box office hit just this year with Tropic Thunder. He was very funny in that. According to TMZ.com, they are reporting that the actor's Malibu mansion caught on fire yesterday morning about 11:30. The guy lost about $500,000 worth of personal property. The home itself has over $3 million in damage. Mm. Nick seems to be okay. He had some smoke inhalation, minor abrasions. Firefighters found the 67-year-old actor trying to put the blaze out by himself when he arrived. They are suggesting, by the way, that according to people who talked to Nick, that a malfunctioning printer in his house may have been what caused it. He was having some trouble with one of the printers in his office. It malfunctioned and may have started the blaze. So that's
printers
bad news.
Printers can start fires? Doesn't that worry you guys?
Anything that's electric, anything that's plugged in can have a malfunction or a spark or something, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, that seems bad.
Yeah.
It's been rough for the guy. You saw his mugshot, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
One of the great mugshots of all time. Like, as long as 20 years ago, I saw him on his hands and knees eating dog food. I mean, the guy has had trouble, and now his house burns down? Come on. Sad.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie is used to the craziness that comes with having six kids. She has six children now.
Wow.
She tells New York Daily News' Russian Malloy that her children are constantly loud and messy and make, quote, the greatest chaos. Then she went on to say they're already working on having another child one way or another.
No.
Oh, see now, come
on. Are you serious?
Now it's just turning into a collection.
That's bizarre.
It's like a collection of, what they used to collect, like in the 90s, Beanie Babies. It's like a Beanie Baby collection, except for these are real babies. Six, and she wants more.
I don't know what the number is. I mean, there are a lot of people who, not a lot, but a fair number of people who come from families of kids that are that big and bigger. I mean,
yeah.
It's possible. It's possible to have 14 kids like Celine Dion's mom and dad did. I mean, you can do it, but I don't know why you want
to. It often happens, though, because they're devout Catholics, and so it's either no sex or kids because
they don't believe
in birth control.
That's not – I think that's not this deal. What's going on here is what sometimes goes on in those stories where they, you know, they go into the condo in Denver and somebody's got 100 dogs and cats. I think she's a rescuer. I think she sees stories of little kids that need help and she can't, knowing she has the means, she can't walk away from it.
Yeah.
Well, she needs to learn.
Probably going on.
Don't you think?
I don't know. I mean, so far she seems to be doing a good job, but that's only because we haven't heard of the murder-suicide yet. This is clearly to come. Who's the sexiest woman in the world? A lot of different magazines have it every year where they come out with their nominee and then they crown someone.
Sexiest woman in the world. Let me think. Megan Fox.
Well, you would think that there's no other acceptable answer. I guess it's Esquire magazine this time around. Next month, we'll do their annual Sexiest Woman Alive cover, and they have selected Miss Halle Berry to be the sexiest woman alive right now.
She's very hot.
She's pretty hot.
And you know, at her age and having had a kid, she mm-hmm. certainly looks fantastic, that's for sure.
God, she's hot. Playboy hot.
She also gave an interview to the magazine, in case you're wondering what Halle Berry finds sexy. She says spaghetti is sexy, especially when it's served off the tips of a man's fingers. I like that.
Well, now.
What does she like to drink?
That's
she thinks
not
wine
spaghetti?
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
Some sort of a ropey joke going on there.
Oh!
What does she like to drink? Well, she thinks wine is sexy. Just before sex, she says it relaxes me. If I want to get my serious groove on, if I want an out-of-body experience, I'm all about the slow gin fizz. She also says that she thinks lingerie is sexy. She says she enjoys wearing it. Truth is, I'm good to go in a tank top and bare feet, though, although at least every woman should own at least one good pair of pumps. That's really the only wardrobe you need for sex. A tank top and pumps is what Halle Berry says.
You know what? I think she is gorgeous. I think she is an incredibly, incredibly attractive person. The only thing I am worried about is getting a boner.
All right. All right, thank you.
Top 10 shows according to Nielsen ratings.
TV now?
Yep. Number 10, NBC Sunday Night Football.
Okay.
Say goodbye to NBC.
That's it.
That's always their only show in the top 10.
Number 9, CSI Miami. Number 8, Criminal Minds.
Yep.
Number 7, CBS CSI shows. New York.
All three CBS shows.
Number 6, The Mentalist, which is CBS. The brand new CBS show, which is really good. Number 5, Dancing with the Stars. Number 4, Desperate Housewives.
Wow.
Number 3, 60 Minutes. Number 2,
Dancing with
I'm
the Stars.
I'm not kidding. Number 2 is NCIS.
Number
it's a big hit.
Number 2.
That is not possible. NCIS. How long has that show been on? That's the Friday night, Saturday night? What is it?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I think it's been on about 5 years or
Tuesday
something.
Tuesday night?
Yeah, at least.
And number 1 is Dancing with the Stars. So,
I don't think House was on last week. I think usually you do see House on that list, but
yeah.
I don't think they were on last week. So
too much dancing. They had to dance.
Today's celebrity birthdays. How about the Reverend Jesse Jackson turning 67 years old today? Soon, you won't be able to understand a single word that comes out of that man's mouth.
I love that.
We're close now.
Very close now. Comedian Chevy Chase is 65. Nick Cannon. Of course, a talented actor, singer, and also Mr. Mariah Carey is 28 years old today. Actor Matt Damon is 38. Paul Hogan, if you guys remember Crocodile Dundee,
he's
still alive, and he's 69 years old today. Sigourney Weaver is 59. And I haven't double-checked this. This doesn't seem like it's possible to me, but according to this list in front of me, little Soon Yi, Woody Allen's wife, how old do you think she is today?
17.
See, that's about what I was thinking, because wasn't she 9 when they married?
I think so.
It says here that she's 38 years old.
What?
Is she really?
I mean, I guess if Woody's pushing 70, I guess that's possible, but wow.
Really?
38. That surprises me.
Those of you not familiar with that story, you need to be.
Yes. Yeah, it was his adopted daughter.
His adopted daughter.
How long do you think they've been married now? It's been more than
like
10 years.
Like 20 years.
I'm going to put together a timeline for next hour and see if we can follow this because I am fascinated. And that is the K-Rock Showbiz.
Slightly Stupid's a pretty good band name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly
I like
Stupid.
It.
I like
sure.
that. 8 minutes after 6, it's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Coming up next, we are going to talk about bribing cops. Does it work? Did you try something that didn't work and maybe that made things, I don't know, a little worse? Or are you a cop and you've had things offered to you?
Sure seems like a risky move,
it
doesn't
does, it? Right?
It does. Yeah, you are begging for them to add additional charges. I guarantee that we've got – I know we have – we're grateful for this. A lot of police officers who listen to the Kevin and Bean Show, I guarantee they frequently get offered, especially
sure.
a traffic stop because it would be so easy for a little – you know, for one of those tiny little presidential portraits to change hands and for everything to go away. But we'll be taking your calls and discussing that in about 15 minutes. First, though, on the Kevin and Bean Show, from time to time, we like to go to the email bag and take care of instant requests.
Yeah, this one comes from Angela, and she writes, "Dear Kevin and Bean, can I do an instant request via email?" That's how we get just about all of them.
Yeah.
"I would love to hear Tommy Lee talk to Mayor Villaraigosa."
Oh, interesting.
That would be an interesting conversation. Thank you, Angela.
New instant.
Make a request.
Instant request.
Instant request.
Not sure if they have that much to say to one another, but let's find out on line one. First, we go to Tommy Lee, former drummer for Motley Crue, a friend of the show. Hey, Tommy, how are you, man?
What's happening? Bananas. Good to talk to you. Yeah.
And on line two, let's welcome the mayor of the great city of Los Angeles, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Hey! Yeah, how you doing?
Mr. Mayor, say hi to Tommy Lee, one of your constituents.
Hey, Tommy Lee, how you doing, man? Jay! Yeah. Yeah, how you doing, man? What's up, Mayor?
Have you guys ever met each other?
No, man. You know, I'm too busy, but I love Motley Crue.
Right.
You know, I love some of his work, his solo work, and you know what I especially love, Tommy? The other day, man, you know what I was doing? What were you doing? Yeah. I was watching that video you do with Pam Anderson, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
And, the boat?
You know, on the boat?
You got a handsome unit. You're driving the boat with it. You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
Yeah. Totally drove a boat with it. Yeah. Yeah, man. You got a big pinto. And director, man. Director.
By the way, you do have that a lot in common. You know, Mayor Villaraigosa, you, of course, you were dating that news anchor from Univision
right.
or whatever.
Hey, yeah, that's a good point. Hey, Tommy, you see Martala? You know what I do to that girl? What'd you do, bro? I do here's the dagger. I do the Bismarck. I do the Blumpkin.
Oh,
I do the creepy pizza.
Oh,
I do
no.
the content car wash.
No.
Yeah. All right. Rip and shred. You know, because it's like when life, you know, gives you lemons, throw a curveball. Yeah.
That's what they say.
Sounds good. I like this guy.
Mayor Villaraigosa, you're shooting a gun this early. Where? Who are you shooting it at?
The Pelicans in my front yard.
Oh, I see.
The squirrels and at the cholos. Anybody.
Did you say cholos?
Yeah, whatever.
All right.
Yeah. No. Cholos.
I have a question for you, Tommy, because I know a lot of times, you know, the citizens on the street don't get the chance to talk to their elected officials. Is there anything in particular, any concerns you have about living in Los Angeles? Maybe you would like to take advantage of having the mayor on the phone to talk about.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, right now it's important to go green. And I was wondering if we do that a lot in L.A.
That's really not a question.
What's this guy talking about, man?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Dummy.
I have no idea.
Yeah, but you know, ripping and shredding.
That's the important thing.
In the morning.
Let's get back to
Sam Anderson.
Let's get back to that, shall we?
Oh, Jerry, that's a good idea.
Now, Tommy, you're back together with Pam Anderson?
She's my heart and soul.
Right.
You know, I'll always have a special place for her, and it's on my lap. Yeah! Hey, shoot that gun, dude. Yeah! He's requesting.
Now, Tommy, are you willing to share Pam with Mayor Villaraigosa?
Hey, dude, you want to share Pam with me? Of course I do. Jack, bring it to the max.
Bam Anderson?
Yeah. Who's that, Leslie Nielsen?
Bam Anderson?
Yeah, it's good. I like it. I like Leslie Nielsen, too. Making gun ribs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bananas. Okay.
All right. Sounds like you guys have a lot in common. I'm glad you had the opportunity to meet here this morning. It was fun.
It was. Rip and shred, dude.
All right.
You know what? That's bananas.
That is. Wow. Excellent. Thank you.
I'm just saying, she's a model like I'm an ice skater. That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
I saw the headline that involved lingerie model, and I thought, hey, tell me more. But unfortunately, they put a photo with it, and it just spoils the whole story for me.
Lingerie model.
I don't think so.
Here's the headline. Lingerie model convicted of police bribery attempt. We're going to take your calls in a second at 1-800-520-1067. If you've tried it, or if you're a policeman, you can be anonymous, but if somebody's tried to bribe you. Either way.
Yeah.
This woman claims that she kept her money in her bra because she didn't have her purse with her.
Now, Lisa, you always have a purse. A woman always has a purse, right?
Well, I know a few women who tend to travel very light and figure out ways not to have a purse.
And they keep their money in their bra.
But the point is, you don't pay tickets on the spot. That's not how the system works.
Unless you're trying to get out of the ticket, unless you're trying to just make the ticket go away so it doesn't get rid of it. I'm just wondering if she even had a driver's license with her.
That's a good question, too.
I mean, would you have to keep that in your bra,
too?
Yeah,
you'd have to keep it somewhere.
No. The answer to that is that Portland police officer Cody Byrne testified that she offered him $270 she took from her bra when he explained her car would be towed because her license had been suspended for drunken driving. So she didn't have a license.
Oh, I see.
Oh, wow.
But she had $270 in her bra.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think the problem is her picture.
Yeah.
I think that may be the problem with this.
She'd look different?
I don't know. I mean, it does seem like, A, if I were a cop, and let's be honest, that would be a great world. if I were a cop and there was a super hot, you know, lingerie model, it seems like it's your discretion to either give them a warning
or write them a ticket, right? Total discretion, I would guess.
I would think so, yes.
Unless you've got a DUI and a suspended license.
Of course, yeah. In that case, you can't really do much.
No.
If it was a super hot lingerie model, Kevin, the last thing you'd be thinking about is cash.
Well, that's true.
I'm just saying.
What you're saying is there'd be other ways to bribe you.
Yes.
Yes.
I just, Lisa, you're so right when you say it's really rolling the dice if you make that offer of, hey, would this portrait of Andrew Jackson make it go away? How about this portrait of U.S. Grant?
Right.
I mean, because you are risking having them add to the charges of attempted bribery, which is probably more serious than some of the things they pulled you over for. But it has to happen all the time. King of Mexico yesterday was telling us, we were talking about this off the air. He didn't call it a bribe, but he did offer a police officer that pulled him over one time some fresh cookies that he just got from Mrs. Fields.
Hey, you want a cookie?
Hey, officer, I'm not suggesting this should make the ticket go away, but are you hungry?
That was a Hail Mary right
there.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah. I'm barely trying.
I found an article in Wired online, and they are talking about how to bribe a cop, and here's what you do. You have to have a minimum of $100.
Yeah, okay. I'm out right there.
And it has to be, like, in with your license so that when you pull it out, it kind of falls to the ground. And you don't, they say in the article, don't look at it, don't acknowledge it, because you didn't see it drop. The officer has the opportunity to pick it up after you leave if he'd like, but they suggest you drive off and leave it, whether he sees it or not.
So you pull the license out of the wallet with a $100 bill, quote unquote, stuck to it.
Yes.
It falls to the ground. You conduct business as normal.
Correct.
No mention. Then as you drive away, then the police officer has the option to go pick up the cash.
Or he might see it fall and pick it up and hand it back to you. But
either
you
way,
go,
you
oh,
can
man.
Disavow yes. of – right. You can say, I just stuck to it. I didn't know.
So that's how you're supposed to do it.
I see.
Apparently. I think we need
to
try it sometime today. We need
the guys that have pulled me over are very stern.
Yeah.
And they do not look like they're going to have any sort of that.
Well,
I got to tell you.
The truth is, I don't have much to base this on other than I follow the news and I think I would hear if this weren't the case. The truth is that the vast majority, the enormously high percentage of cops are legit. And they're not interested in a bribe because they're doing their job, and that's, you know, they wouldn't accept it for moral and legal and ethical reasons. They wouldn't accept it. Of course, we don't hear about the ones that do accept it unless they get busted somehow. You know, I mean, it could happen a lot more than we know. We just we don't hear about it because the transaction is done at that point.
But this woman, this lingerie model, had she offered sex, he would have said, you know what, let's go with $280. Or however much money you have.
I think lingerie model really means hooker in this case.
It really does, right?
Now, we are going to get to your calls in a moment. 1-800-520-1067. If you have ever attempted to bribe a cop, whether it worked or not, we want to hear that story. And particularly from you police officers, we want to hear the stuff that you have been offered, whether it worked or not. We were all shocked when this story came up to hear that Kevin had never attempted to bribe a cop. I mean, really, like, stunned.
How
disappointed, even.
Dare you?
Yeah, I think we were a little bit disappointed.
I expected a story.
I was shocked at how mad he got that we assumed he'd done it. Why do you think I've done it? We were all looking like, are you kidding me?
Because we've met you? Smoke bombs into stores before you
stop it. What's wrong
stuff?
With you people? Let's go to Chris in Los Angeles. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Hi, Chris.
Police officer, yes?
Yes.
And how did someone try and bribe you?
Well, I had received a call, responded to the location, and it was a minor offense. And so I was getting ready to scratch him a ticket, write him a citation. And he's like, you know, you need to mellow out a little bit. I have some joints. And he pulls out three joints out of his pocket and says, hey, you want some? And, you know, I looked at it, just ignored it because the paperwork is not worth it.
Right.
And finished the ticket, signed, or press hard, three copies, sir, and then gave him the spiel about, you know, having to appear in court and everything like that.
And then you took a hit.
No.
You didn't confiscate?
Yeah, you didn't confiscate or write him up for possession of drugs.
No, like I said, if I did that, the paperwork is not worth
it. Yeah, and it's just a
having
misdemeanor.
Three joints. Yeah.
I see what you're saying. It isn't worth all the paperwork you'd have to do to report it.
That's right.
Yeah. I got you.
I bet that's the case with a lot of decisions that police officers make in the field. I can shoot my gun right now, but seriously, that's a week in the chief's office filling out Forbes. I don't want that, right?
Basically.
Now, let me ask you this before you go, Chris. How common do you think it is that an officer is offered a bribe, particularly in the situation you described, like a traffic stop?
We share stories all the time. Anything from, you know, women who they have nothing but a bathrobe on, and suddenly it falls open.
Sure.
You know, the like what you were talking about earlier with, you know, the money happens to fall on the ground.
Right.
One officer actually was told, hey, look in your pocket, and he looked in his pocket, and suddenly there was a $100 bill that hadn't been there before.
Who was that dude, Chris Angel?
So that guy was, yeah, we're like, that guy was good.
What the hell?
Hey, Chris, how often do you charge people with attempted bribery?
It depends on the situation. I personally have never been, you know, the incident that I related to you was, you know, a lot of minor stuff that they throw out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, if it was like, you know, $1,000 or something of a larger scale, then, you know, we
then you'd take it?
On there.
Oh, no, you'd write them up for it, right.
Yeah, I'd write them up for it.
Right, that's what I meant.
Again, the situation with bribery is the fact that it's my word against their word, and
yeah.
So a lot of times it's a lot of headache to
Well,
increasingly these, I don't know about in Los Angeles where I live in Seattle. Increasingly, the police officers have these little cameras now that are mounted on their uniforms that they are actually videotaping the entire transaction. It's actually audio and video. One of the reasons is for stuff like that, for he said, she said type situations.
Is that true,
like,
Chris?
Really good.
There are a number of officers that they carry a little personal recorder hidden somewhere, either on their belt
or
in their pocket.
And do you have, like, best of reels edited together? Look at this chick. Her robe just fell open.
I haven't seen any video yet.
Oh, come on, people. We need that.
Good times. Chris, we appreciate you listening. Thanks for calling in to Kevin Amin Show.
No problem. And hello, Lisa May.
Hello.
Oh, there you go. All right. We got some fantastic calls on hold. Bribing for sex, bribing for pot, bribing with clothes, bribing with just everything you can imagine. And I think this is going to be fun. Your calls, too. 1-800-520-1067. We'll continue after this on K-Rock.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
EA, which is the company that puts out Madden.
Mm-hmm.
08, yeah. 09, 010.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
How dare
That's
you.
Beautiful.
It's Kevin Amin Show on K-Rock, 106.7 KRQ. We're talking about the cops today.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Looking for tips on how to bribe them. I mean, we're taking stories on cops who have, someone has tried to bribe them, or you have done the bribing. So if you've been the briber or the bribee, that's what we want to hear about. The story was sparked by a report out of Portland, Oregon, about a quote-unquote lingerie model who basically tried to offer up cash so she'd get out of a ticket. She already had a suspended license. Her car was going to get towed. She said, by the way, she was racing home to be with her 4-year-old son, is what she told the police officer.
Hmm.
But that got us started on this topic. We're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067.
Let's start with Sean, who is calling from Newport Beach. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
So you're not a cop anymore, but you used to be?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. Did you get kicked out of the force?
No, I actually resigned after 8 years.
Okay. All right, just checking.
Tell us what happened.
It was Christmas 2000. I was getting out. I'm from Chicago originally.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting on the Lakeshore Drive with my partner and this gentleman. He nearly rammed into me if it weren't for me avoiding him. So I basically went and chased him. And I was in an unmarked car at the time, but I had the lights on and stuff. But he was so drunk that he just couldn't see. So it took me about 10 miles to get him.
Right.
I get him in the car, and he's driving the new Benz, and he's pretty well toasted, barely can even put sentences together. But anyway, he drops on the floor of the car as I'm talking to him, a big wad of money.
Right.
Of course, I look at it. It's Christmas, and I look at my partner, and we say, you know, no.
Wait a minute. Did you not even ask him how much it was?
Well, hang on a second. So I'm not going to write him a ticket. It's Christmas, and I don't write tickets anyway, so it didn't matter at the time, but... So we ended up driving him home, ended up handing him to his doorman.
Right.
Parking his car, and his doorman took him upstairs. Well, we have the money in the car. I said, well, let's give it a count. Sure enough, it's $3,500.
Wow.
$3,500?
That's a lot of Christmas presents right there.
Yeah, well, that's what we were thinking. So we actually mulled it over for about 5-10 minutes, and the doorman came back down. We handed it to him and said, hey, give this back to him. We don't want it.
And the doorman kept it and told the dude that you took the bribe.
Yep, exactly. So you got screwed.
You have to understand, though, cops are so paranoid that even $5 or $5,000, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter the amount?
the amount now. It doesn't matter because you're continually being watched, you think.
Okay, you
yeah,
could.
No,
you...
I totally understand that, yeah. Yeah, and that's so, the type of thing. That's the type of thing. You lose your job, you lose your pension, you lose everything over. It's just, it's not worth it.
But you've got $3,500 on Christmas.
Well, there is that.
You do have that.
Exactly.
Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean.
Let's talk to Mark in Rancho Cucamonga. He's on line one. I believe we've got a bribery story here that did work. Hey, Mark, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thanks. Yeah, I was driving down one day, Rancho PD, San Bernardino County, you know, grade 0909.
Right.
Pulled me over for a broken taillight, and I'm on a restricted license as it is.
Oh.
You know, so he searches my car and stuff, and he's like, you know, I could take you in and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know, I'm coming home from work, not a problem. He goes, well, what's this bottle of Vicodin you have? You know, and I just got it filled, a whole whopping 240 pills.
Right.
He opens it up. I see him pouring some out, about like 20 of them. Puts them in his pocket, closes the bottle up, says, here, you know what? I'll let you go with a warning this time.
Wow. So you didn't even have to offer it.
I didn't even offer it. He just kind of took it and went.
Well, maybe hey, he had a headache, you know?
That was a good deal. That was a win-win for both of you, wasn't it?
Yeah, because I don't know. No more spending the nights in West End jail, you know?
That's awesome. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
By the way, I want to start going to your doctor if you can get 200 Vicodin at a time. That's a pretty
crazy
sweet deal. Isn't it usually like they give you like 50 maybe, right?
Yeah, like 30?
200 seems like a lot.
Yeah, it does seem like a lot. All right, let's go to Ashley in Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, Mr. Mayor.
Hi. What happened?
Me and my cousins were coming back from a club in Hollywood, and we got pulled over. And my cousin, he doesn't really have that much money.
Right.
So he started, like, freaking out right away. And cop pulls him over, and he goes, yeah, he was speeding, going, like, 95 on the way home. And he offered the cop a BJ.
He offered the cop a BJ, and the cop was a dude, too?
Yeah, the cop was a dude. My cousin's gay, so...
Oh, my God.
Was the cop gay?
No, because like, I was, like, freaking out. I'm like, what are you doing in the front seat? Like,
what was the cop's reaction?
The cop just said, you mind stepping out of the car? And I'm like, that's it, we're done. I was like, we're done.
Did your gay cousin say, what about my cousin?
No. I was like, we're going to jail. I'm going to like frame us. We're done. So,
he doesn't have to frame you. You guys did it. Now, was there any repercussion? Did he add any kind of attempted bribery charges to the offense?
No, actually, he was gone. My cousin was gone. I'm like, what the heck? Because there's like some shrubs where we were stopped. So they were gone. My cousin comes back. The cop goes to his car. He gets inside. He's like, and we're off with the warning. I was like, oh my God. I was so.
He let him go? He just gave him a warning?
Wow.
Unbelievable. Wow. So, Lisa May, that might work.
Maybe right. So. Who knew?
Thank you, Ashley.
No problem.
I think the answer is to get pulled over in Rancho Cucamonga, by the way.
Sounds like it. Let's go to Jason in Asusa. He's on line three. We got another sex story here. Hi, Jason. Thanks for holding on. What happened?
Kevin and Bean, what's going on? Lisa May.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I was Deputy LA County, and inmates up there, they come and test you all the time. Inmate came up to me and said, hey, Deputy, if you put money on my books, you know, so they can buy stuff, I'll get you a few hookups back home. I said, hookups? What are you talking about? He's like, hey, my lady that comes up to visit me, she's got tons of friends at home, ready and willing to go. You name it, just add a little money to my books, and I'll hook you and your partners up. Sexual favors, you name it, they were good to go. Unfortunately, got to keep my job, had to decline, but
yeah,
the offer was there. And they don't hold anything back. So,
I'm sure they don't. That has to be a weird second right there.
Oh, yeah.
Because I imagine it feels like that happens to everybody else, but not you.
You know what? You're exactly right. Yeah.
And I'll tell you something else, Jason. Tell me if this is true. Police officers don't make a ton of money in a lot of cases, and it's extremely difficult work. And I imagine that it gets pretty tempting.
It is. You see a lot that goes on. You hear a lot of the cases, you know, drugs and whatnot, but sexual stuff, especially some of these. I don't know why these beautiful women go out with the vatos and the cholos. I don't know why. Some of the beautiful women do, but hey. Go figure.
I got you.
Yeah.
Well, they get Raider tickets, man. That sounds
good. There you go. Go Raider fast.
Thank you, Jason.
Let's take one more on that tip, and that's Steve in Redondo Beach. He's on line six, another police officer. I told you we got a lot of cops out there listening to the show this morning. Hey, Steve, what happened, dude?
Hey, guys. Lisa May.
Hi, Steve.
I pulled a Russian immigrant over who was speeding, and she was involved in the pleasure trade.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And
how was she dressed?
She had a wife beater with nothing on underneath it.
Uh-huh.
And a pair of cut-off sweat shorts.
Nice.
All right. So far,
and,
so good.
All right.
And so I asked her for a license, and she didn't seem to have it, and didn't have the pocket to keep them in. And,
right.
This is starting to sound like that movie I saw, NYPD Goo. You guys remember that one?
There you go. So she goes ahead and says, well, I have a green card. So she gives me the green card, and that's fake. So
oh,
I said, well,
wow.
That's a nice green card, but it's fake. She said, it's not fake. And I said, okay, well, I'll take you to jail for the felony for giving me a really bad green card.
Right.
And so she said, well, how about a massage?
How about a massage? Just came okay? out and said it.
And I said, it's going to be a little tough here on the side of the road. She said, oh, well, what time do you get off?
Oh, and you said right after the massage.
And I said, yeah, I got to get off. It's done. So,
how was it?
She was an absolutely beautiful girl. English was pretty bad, but I'm gonna go with the rest of the guys and say, you know what? I actually make pretty good money as an LA County Deputy Sheriff.
Right.
Oh, okay. That wasn't worth it. Wasn't worth
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Definitely not worth it.
How do you know? You don't know what would have happened.
Oh, you know what? She, like I said, she was gorgeous, but I'm paranoid. So I'll just decline.
You could have ended up marrying her, by the way, and she'd be here legally, and you'd have a hot Russian wife.
There you go. And I'd have a little bunch of hot Russian kids.
That's right. Exactly. Thanks for the call, officer. We appreciate it. Well,
not a problem.
We don't have time for more, but look at some of these.
Look,
I mean, we could
Reed
go Mikes. All day.
He told his wife to unbutton her blouse, and it worked.
Bribed a cop with weed, it worked. Bribed a cop with In-N-Out Burger, come on.
That did not
come
work.
Come on. Cops can get In-N-Out Burger.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he was just really hungry.
Kat Von D coming up in the next hour, talking about the new season of L.A. Inc. Plus, we got to talk about the USC vomiting epidemic. It's not pretty.
Which, by the way, is playing at Christmas
yes.
this year. Looking forward to that.
Yes, it is.
Ralph's on vacation. We're taking a look at the showbiz beat. I can't wait to get this story on the air because if you guys haven't heard this yet, it's going to blow your mind the same way it blew mine.
All right.
A blockbuster world exclusive. According to the National Enquirer, guess who's pregnant?
Guess who's pregnant? Oh, no.
Hold on.
This have to be somebody that would be a disaster.
Britney Spears.
Paris Hilton.
You guys are on the right track. How about Jamie Lynn Spears?
Again?
Oh, my God!
No. Get away!
According to the National Enquirer, Britney's little sister, Jamie Lynn, has another bun in the oven.
First of all, I don't know what that is. And second of all, no freaking way.
They report that she is now expecting for the second time just 3 months after giving birth on June 19th to her baby, Maddie Bryan.
No way!
Jamie Lynn is about 8 weeks pregnant, and she and her mom, Lynn, are hysterical, revealed a close source. Neither of them knows what to do, but for now, they're trying to stop the news from getting out, which apparently is not. Jamie Lynn, as you know, is still a hillbilly redneck, and I love this. Jamie Lynn believed she couldn't get pregnant while she was breastfeeding, said a close source.
What?
Oh, my
She expected
God.
To have her period by early September. A home pregnancy test came back positive. Jamie Lynn has cried her eyes out, says the source.
She thought she couldn't get pregnant while breastfeeding.
Look, there are a lot of things that teenage girls think. Let's remember, as famous as she is and as long as she's been a star, she's still a dumb teenage girl who lives in Louisiana who probably thinks she can't get pregnant standing up. You can't get pregnant, you know, in any number of different ways.
Do you think it's the same dude? It doesn't say, does it?
It doesn't say.
I'm guessing not.
I'm guessing not, too. I think he probably is shying away from that.
Sure. 3 months later.
I know. Is she's 17, right?
I think.
She's 17, yeah. Is that right? Yeah.
I think that's right.
So, I don't know.
We don't know.
It is the Enquirer, and there are some who will say, well, it's a tabloid, but I'm telling you, the Enquirer is right 99% of the time
they
report something.
They
get sued a lot and always win. So, you know, keep that in mind, that you heard it here and you heard it from the Enquirer this morning.
Speaking of the Spears, Britney Spears' driving without a license trial will continue. Did you know they were taking this to trial?
Yeah, I don't understand what that's all about.
She and her people were trying to have the case put on hold or dismissed entirely. A pre-trial hearing is set for tomorrow.
the real trial next Wednesday. This is a trial over a misdemeanor charge of driving without a valid driver's license.
In other words, her license was expired.
Yes.
She got pulled over, and now they're making her go to court for it.
But
yes.
Why, an actual trial for a misdemeanor?
That's what I got this from TMZ, and that's what Harvey was saying on the site was, what? Let's have a little perspective here, people.
A lot of times, maybe, though, if she has another driving infraction pending, it can, like, increase the punishment on her given misdemeanor she's.
So maybe she goes to trial in order to knock down charges.
I don't know, but I know that, like, if you rack up a lot of driving infractions back to back to back, if one's pending and then you get another one,
yeah, that's
true. It can increase the penalty. I don't know.
I can verify that. That is true.
She is looking awfully hot these days, by the way, Brittany is.
Maybe the judge just wants to bring her into court.
I'm wondering if that has something to do with it. By the way, her new video, Womanizer, if you're a fan, is going to be debuting of all places on 2020 this Friday night.
What?
They're doing a Britney Spears story, and they're going to debut her new video there. And I've seen some stills from it, and it looks pretty amazing.
What do you think about your sister being pregnant again?
Victoria Beckham back in the news. She, of course, Posh Spice. It has been revealed that she is one of the Hollywood stars who is using something called geisha facials.
Oh, wait a second.
What is that?
There is a new way to get a facial.
It involves bird droppings. She uses droppings from nightingales to clear her
pores. No.
We heard the story.
Yeah, but no.
Yes.
About those.
But that's not
maybe
true.
Maybe a month ago, remember?
Yes. She was intrigued by the idea. She found a New York spa that offers the nightingale poo treatment. She was so impressed with the results that she's also now using a night cream, which contains bird excrement as well.
No.
Don't even start. That writes itself. That is unbelievable.
Oh my God, I can't see
any reason you'd want to put bird feces on your face.
It just can't make that much of a difference.
But I would like you to do it and try and tell us how it goes.
I don't think so.
One last quick story. Travis Barker is talking to the Us Weekly magazine.
Oh, yeah. I haven't heard a word from him.
In the newest Us Weekly, he says, I hate planes, which you can imagine.
Sure.
But then he goes on to say, my biggest fear ever is to be involved in a plane crash. This was true before the crash.
Really?
That was his nightmarish, you know, thing that he could think of. So when that happened, well, I'm just thankful to be alive. I'm just grateful to be here at all.
Yeah.
He says, I'm doing the best I possibly can be. I'm so anxious to get out of here. I've been in surgery after surgery. I have third-degree burns basically from my feet up to my waist and both hands. One of my hands has second-degree burns. One has third-degree burns. And as I understand it, third degree is pretty much the worst, right?
Yeah.
It's not like it's first degree is the worst.
No, you're right. Third degree is the
worst. These are just terrible. And he's just hoping to, I guess he's back in Southern California and he's going to be going to some kind of a hospital here to get some treatment. But
wow.
He's just happened to be alive. And that was his nightmare.
Wow. How about that?
How do you ever fly again?
I don't know.
And he's got the kind of job that's going to require him to fly again, too.
Yeah.
That's what's sad. Today's celebrity birthday is the Reverend Jesse Jackson. A number of different times he has run for president of the United States. Hasn't worked out so well for him so far. He is 67 years old today. Comedian Chevy Chase is 65. That's a guy who I assume doesn't have to work because it doesn't seem like he does anymore.
Yeah, true.
But Nick Cannon, Mariah Carey's husband, actor, singer, 28 years old today. Oscar-nominated Matt Damon is 38 today. Paul Hogan, who was Crocodile Dundee back in those movies from Australia, is 69. From the Alien movies, Sigourney Weaver is 59. And I did the research, and it turns out it's true. Woody Allen's wife, Sunyi Previn, 38 years old today.
Wow.
She apparently, it was revealed back in 1992 that she was having a relationship with Woody Allen. So that would have been, that would have been 16 years ago, back when she was 22. I always thought she was much younger than that when Woody hooked up with her.
I thought she was like 15 or something.
But apparently she was 22, at least when it was revealed. Who knew how long it was been going on? But I can't believe she's 38. And by the way, not looking good for 38.
Really?
Not looking good for 38 at all.
Well, you got to be around Woody all the time.
That's true. In two different ways.
Fun.
Kat Von D joining us in just a few minutes here in the studio of the world-famous K-Rock. Don't forget the new K-Rock sticker is available at all participating Southern California Del Taco locations. You fill out the back, you mail it in, or register to win on the website once you get your sticker. And you can win the 2009 Toyota Matrix and the K-Rock Golden Ticket, which is tickets to every single K-Rock show in 2009. All the details at KRock.com, and our friend Beer Mug is going to be out at a different location every day at noon. I think today is at the Del Taco on Figueroa in downtown Los Angeles from noon till 2 with a chance for you to win additional prizes. So we're just we're giving the store away this year. That's all there is to it.
Plus, if you have trouble going to the bathroom, this will help. Guaranteed.
put the sticker on your car, you'll be able to
really?
Go
really? You'll yeah. be regular?
Oh, make sure. It's unbelievable the power this sticker has.
My God.
Time for the Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO. The debates were last night.
Senator Obama says that we spend $10 billion every month on the war. Can you believe that? $10 billion a month.
Nice.
I think Senator Obama's best line last night was...
Senator McCain talks a lot about drilling.
I don't know what he meant by that,
true.
But McCain's a player, apparently.
My girlfriend just got a thumb ring.
Congratulations,
right.
Dude.
One happy
well
dude.
Yep.
We were talking yesterday about Kim Kardashian. She put a picture on her blog of herself when she was 14 to prove that she did not have breast implants.
Mm-hmm.
And we were discussing whether she could have possibly been 14 and look like that.
Yeah. Hey, guys, remember, Tracy Lords at 14 years old did not look 14 years old. She looked 20-something.
That is true.
I still claim she's 18 on those videos I bought.
We played a game for Coldplay tickets yesterday, and it was a bad one. It was Omaroki.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we'd like to apologize for that now.
Please make one more stop. My ears are bleeding.
Which one of you guys was squeezing Omar's during the Coldplay ticket giveaway?
Yeah. That was Mike.
DJ Omar Khan.
Talked to Gina Carano before the fight last Saturday night, and, yeah.
Okay, so right now, it's the 7th of Foxtober, and I wanted to make a suggestion for next month that it be Carano-vember. She could put me in a rear naked choke any day. Get it? Rear.
The funniest thing that happened that week, though, with Gina Carano was her having to get completely naked for the weigh-in so that she could make weight. Have to be standing there in that room full of people, including journalists, with a sheet around her.
But that's what I like about her. She said, well, I'm a pound too heavy. Let's take it all off.
Yeah.
That's right.
She was willing and ready and willing to do that.
I like Miss Cleo's boobies. I like Miss Cleo's boobies. I want to motorboat them. I want to motorboat them. Seriously, I like Miss Cleo's boobies.
Oh, that's what he's talking about. I didn't realize.
Boobies!
Can we boo? Can we boo? I don't know how the song goes, but damn it, I love that song. Can we boo something out my window?
Wow.
Wow, that's the only thing that's worse than the actual song.
Yeah.
We'll be playing it very soon. Today's the 8th. Halloween's just around the corner, so soon we'll be debuting it for 2008.
Bean got three puppies at the same time.
Yeah.
That seems bad.
Bean farm, bean farm, bean farm. Animal things are gonna happen. I do have so many animals. Three puppies. Outside my window, three puppies behind a tree. I wish they'd be back so they could see that six dogs in the house is just too damn many, and it's three more puppies outside my window pane. Why do you guys move around so much? Why can't you use the bathroom at the same time?
That guy, it's like he has a microphone in my house. He knows exactly the conversation. By the way, I stepped on Yum Yum last night.
Oh!
I know. Well, they're so little, and they run around, and they don't care that they're getting all tangled up in your feet, and they're all just everywhere.
Is Yum Yum the pirate?
No, that's Veruca.
Veruca's the pirate.
You almost can't step anywhere in my house without stepping on a puppy right now. So I guess it's not a surprise, but it was. I still felt really, really bad about it.
Bean has a dog with one eye.
She doesn't have one eye.
We were talking about the lead singer of The Knack a couple of days ago in the Showbiz Report.
My lymphoma.
Oh, that's nice.
That's
what was
nice
the
tribute.
Story, Bean? What was the...
Well, Doug Figure, leader of The Knack, has had been battling cancer on and off for some time, and it's getting very serious. I think it started in his heart, went up to his brain. He's undergone a couple of rounds of chemo. It looks like he may not have long to live, I'm sorry to say.
Or so we thought.
Hi, Bean. This is Doug Figure, the very much alive and healthy Doug Figure, calling to let you know that I am not on death's door.
Oh.
I am being treated for cancer and have been for a number of years now, but my situation is stable, and I'm quite healthy. I'm having no problems. Thanks a lot. Bye.
It's so sad when they're in denial, when they're that sick and they can't face it. You know what I mean? I mean, he's got death's icy fingers around his neck.
He doesn't.
And he still is not willing to
let
go.
He's fine. Poor guy has to call the Afro line to tell us how he's doing.
I know.
But it's great that his last phone call probably he'll ever be able to make.
He's not in as serious shape as you thought.
He sounds really, really fine.
He's healthy.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to be sad to see him go. That's real sad.
He's not going.
I would have rather seen a movie about a boat race last night than have to sit through another presidential debate, I'll tell you that.
It was painful.
You were excited about it yesterday, and I told you yesterday morning, that debate is going to blow.
Boring.
And you said, no, I'm excited about it.
It had potential.
Nope.
It did. Here's why it had potential, Kevin, and I know and I 1,000% understand where you're coming from when you say this this process has been going on too long,
oh,
2 years now we've been hearing from these guys. And frankly, neither one of them has been elected yet. I'm already so sick of their faces. But last night was another debate, and the reason I thought it might be interesting is because less than 30 days away from the general election, they've really been playing hardball. I mean, they're coming out and it's really getting like down in the mud now.
Right.
The way they're slinging insults, you know, Obama will say, "Yeah, but John McCain, that whole Keating Five thing," and then McCain will come back and go, "Yeah, but that dude that you know who bombed stuff when you were 8," and you know, it's getting silly now. And I thought maybe some of that last night in the right format, they'd kind of have to confront each other about these things.
It was pretty confusing to me. I brought in some highlights.
Oh, you did,
but
okay,
I'm not sure I understood everything that was going on because. Well, here's the first question.
Okay.
With the economy on the downturn and retired and older citizens and workers losing their incomes, what's the fastest, most positive solution to bail these people out of the economic ruin?
I think everybody knows now we are in the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression, and my grandmother's scrimping on things that. You know, she might have wanted to purchase, and my mom at one point getting food stamps in order for us to put food on the table, and that's something that I'm committed to doing as president.
What?
Okay, I didn't understand that.
Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Yeah, it lost me a little bit there,
too. I was
too.
Very confused on that.
Huh.
And then there was a question for Senator McCain about who he would have to run. What's the economy, the head of the economy? Who's
Treasury Secretary.
Treasury Secretary, and it was a surprising answer, I thought.
Hank Paulson says he won't stay on. Who do you have in mind to appoint to that very important post? Senator McCain?
I'll get Osama bin Laden, my friends. I'll get him, no matter what.
Now, that didn't seem right to me. He's going to run our economy?
Didn't think he was qualified.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
What the hell's going on? Unless you hire him so that at the swearing-in you can kill him.
I don't understand that.
How can we apply pressure to Russia for humanitarian issues in an effective manner without starting another Cold War?
Threatening to attack them?
That seemed a little strong to me. He doesn't want to start a Cold War. He wants to start a warm war.
It's an all-out attack.
I don't understand.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
Really? Wow. And then they started talking about Israel.
Would you be willing to commit U.S. troops in support and defense of Israel? Or would you wait on approval from the U.N. Security Council?
Yes.
That did not seem like a yes or no question to me. That would seem like an A or B.
Sometimes they dodge the question.
But he went with yes, and I was confused by that. I didn't really...
And what's you going to do when John McCain and all his McCainiacs run wild on you?
Well, that's a great question.
Some Russia should be thinking about right now.
Through this bailout package, I was wondering... What it is that's going to actually help those people out?
We need fundamental change. They just don't have the money. And we can't expect change. That's the reason I decided to run for president. Bomb, 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 Iran. Thank you.
See, I didn't get that. I don't understand why he brought Iran into that.
You smell what Barack is cooking.
Can someone help me out with that? I'm very confused.
Oh, that is confusing.
Then Tom Brokaw, with a mouthful of marbles, asked them about sacrifices we Americans would need to make.
What sacrifices will you ask every American to make to help restore the American dream and to get out of the economic morass that we're now in?
We're going to have to prioritize. Just like a family has to prioritize. Now, I've listed the things that I think have to be at the top of the list. To kill more Americans.
Okay, that doesn't seem like that should be at the top of the list for the president, does it?
Wow, maybe he is a terrorist.
That
I didn't
cuts down on the tax base. I don't see how that helps.
I am very
Soy
confused.
Barack Obama. Yo apruebo este mensaje.
That's true.
If you're waking up this morning next to an extremely hot and heavily tattooed Mexican chick, ask her if she's Kat Von D, and then find out why she's not on the Kevin and Bean show right now like she's supposed to be talking about the new season premiering tonight of L.A. Inc.
How many people do you think you're talking to there, Bean?
I'm just saying, if you happen to be listening right. And that's you, go ahead and nudge her and maybe have her come on down or give us a call or something like that, because we're very much looking forward to catching up with our girlfriend, Kat.
Much rather be talking about that than vomiting, diarrhea, and stomach cramps that's going on at USC.
Ew.
I don't know if you've seen this story, but it seems to have been – well, first you hear the story that there's an outbreak of, like, the flu – yeah. On the campus of USC.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, well, you know, students are close together, so it passes from student to student very easily, and we just got to be careful.
Right.
And then you hear, wow, that's a big problem. Man, they're just they're telling people just to, if you don't feel well, don't come to class. Whatever you do, just isolate yourself. Don't be in contact with any other students.
Yeah, because I guess it's been super contagious, and it's hundreds and hundreds of students there. I first heard about it watching the I think it was the Oregon game on Saturday night, a week ago. And they were talking about all these people who didn't come to the game, and they were talking to students who didn't want to go to the game because they were afraid of catching it because so many people were sick. And it's more than just vomiting, if I understand correctly. I understand that it may be arriving from many different orifices in the body.
It's an orifice explosion is
yes.
What it is.
Oh, God.
And it's not good. Students were suffering serious dehydration. They were given intravenous fluids. 10 of them were taken to the hospital.
Wow.
And it's been going on for a little while, although they think now that it might be starting to get under control because they've been, you know, doing extra cleaning, you know, where
what
the food
it? Where did – I mean, I know that they closed down that campus restaurant and they checked that out and found out that there wasn't anything going on in there that they thought made people sick. But where do they think it came from?
I don't know. They didn't say. But the only thing that they said was this is one of those situations where, like on a cruise ship or someplace else like that, there's a lot of close proximity. There's a lot of students around each other. Shaking hands, talk, you know, touching things, and it just passed quickly. And
they, you know, the other problem is they say you can still be contagious after you feel better for a couple of days.
2 or 3 days after you feel better, you can still pass it on to somebody else.
Yeah. Well, we did send the KROQ telephone down to the campus of USC this morning. And I
have a KROQ telephone?
We do. I believe we have a group of students standing by.
Hello?
To talk to us. Hi, who says?
This is the guy answering the KROQ telephone. This Sigma Alpha Epsilon house, USC. All right.
What does the KROQ telephone look like? I've never seen
phone.
It.
It's got a KROQ sticker on it.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, a little red blinking light. It's pretty sweet.
All right.
What is your name, USC student?
I'm Chad.
Chad.
All right,
yeah.
Chad.
All right, Chad. And are we accurate with the information that we've been talking about, this gastrointestinal virus that has attacked your campus?
Yeah, totally. I saw like a campus newsletter about it, but I mean, I feel fine. I don't know. A lot of
good.
People, I guess, are claiming they got the...
Well, the...
Oh, dear
Chad.
God.
What the hell happened?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Oh.
What?
Oh, God.
That just hit you just now?
Yeah. I got to go. Hold on. I got to go.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay. Hand the KROQ phone to someone else.
Violent.
Don't let your KROQ phone go to waste. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Hi, it's Katie.
Katie, what happened to that dude? Chad.
I don't know.
Or Chaz.
Chad. Chad.
I don't know.
Chad is gay. Chad is awesome.
Yeah.
No, Chad fell down. That's really sad. He's like a big puddle.
What are you doing?
Who's that?
Oh,
Katie?
It's just Grey Goose and Red Bull everywhere.
Oh my God.
You too,
Yay,
huh?
Okay.
Hand the phone to somebody else. Wow, that still sounds like a problem out there on campus.
Yeah, no kidding.
Dude, what's going on?
Hey, who's this?
This is Bill.
Bill?
Hi, Bill.
You sound a lot like Chad.
Well, you know, Chad and Bill. We're cool.
I don't know what that means.
Don't we have enough interns and buzzwinners that you don't have to double up?
Well, how you feeling today?
Well, we're not
you
getting
too?
Rid of any interviews here.
Well, that's not from being sick. That's from talking to you.
I can see that.
Oh,
yeah, that makes sense. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous KROQ 106.7 KROQ at 7:52.
Psycho Mike, are you picking the music now? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah.
A little bit?
He's enjoying that song.
Ralph's on vacation this week. We continue to keep you updated with the K-Rock Showbiz Beat. If you missed this story from last hour, it is an exclusive from the National Enquirer. They are reporting that Jamie Lynn Spears is pregnant again. Guys, that's not good, right?
She had a baby 3 months ago, and you're asking if that's good?
Yeah, and she's still 17 and unmarried.
I'm going to go with no.
Is it true? It's really just the saddest thing ever.
June 19th is when she gave birth to little baby Maddie. Now the Enquirer is reporting that she is 8 weeks pregnant. So,
wow.
I'm not good at math, but it doesn't seem like she waited too long after the first mistake to make a second mistake.
Yeah.
Wow, are you stupid?
You would think out of all the people in the world who would not be likely to become pregnant again, an unwed 17-year-old teenage mother would be tops on that list, you would imagine.
That is true.
Anyway, National Enquirer says Jamie Lynn has another bun in the oven. She is expecting for the second time. She's 8 weeks pregnant. She and her mom are hysterical, reveals a close source. Neither of them knows what to do, but for now, the article says they're trying to keep the news from getting out, and I don't think they're doing a very good job.
How's that working out for them?
Jamie Lynn believed, and this is the best, and maybe we need to do, maybe there's some sort of a Kevin and Bean phone poll. Maybe the K-Rock telephone can be there.
Wow.
Where we can find out the things that people heard that you can't get pregnant if you do. Because there's a whole list of things that people believe as they're coming up, as they're young and impressionable. She believed she could not get pregnant while she was breastfeeding, according to a close source.
I got an email from a K-Rock listener who said that it is harder to get pregnant while you're breastfeeding, and it's a pretty common misconception.
Yeah. Wow.
Well,
she
I think what she,
had it.
What she thought was you couldn't get pregnant while you were breastfeeding. She meant literally, physically
literally,
at the time.
I see.
That's not how you get pregnant.
This woman also pointed out, who is having sex 1 month after giving birth?
A month.
Yeah, that's a great question.
It's not really, it doesn't sound all that pleasant.
Yeah, you
think.
Yeah, usually you take a little bit of time off for the, you know, the healing.
Exactly.
Good time.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Just your typical human outing. Dad takes his unmasked kids to the comic book store to pick up a few necessities.
Sure.
In this case, the dad is Michael Jackson, however. He wears a surgical mask, pajama pants, a pair of oversized Nicole Richie sunglasses, and a giant hooded sweatshirt.
Wow.
He does look more and more like the Unabomber every time I see pictures of him.
He is no longer trying to not be noticed, right? I mean, wasn't there a while when he used to have to dress up to kind of stay out of the public eye? Mm-hmm. But this does nothing but shout, hey, look at me, I'm eccentric and weird.
Yeah, he's certainly not trying to be normal anyway.
You are more likely to notice a guy like that with a surgical mask and the hoodie and the pajamas than you would notice Michael Jackson if he were walking around.
Right, I think so. You just go, well, that guy unfortunately looks like Michael Jackson, but in this particular case,
it's not a good look.
No.
Don't hear as much about Jennifer Aniston as you used to, but there are three stories in the paper today all involving Jennifer Aniston. One is PerezHilton.com is reporting that Jennifer Aniston's dog, a corgi terrier, gets something called a Reiko massage. Have you guys heard about this?
No.
Reiki massage, which apparently is a Japanese form of energy healing and acupuncture. She takes her dog once a week for the treatment. The dog needs massage and acupuncture once a week for $350 a week.
Well, sounds sexy.
For
I've
her
heard
dog.
Of acupuncture for dogs.
Did you say $350 a week?
I did.
For acupuncture?
A week.
And massage.
And massage.
Wow. And happy ending, probably. I don't know, but $350, yeah. That's thing one. Thing two, according to Star Magazine, Jennifer Aniston has two tanning beds in her home. Apparently, she freaked out when her tanning bed died. She had a photo shoot planned for the next day, so she ended up having to go to a public tanning bed. Now she's going to make sure that never happens again, so she bought a backup tanning bed. I am going to declare that story is completely made up.
What?
I hope so.
I'm going to say there's nobody who buys a backup tanning bed. It just doesn't happen.
If it's true, she's going to look like leather in 10 years.
Why doesn't she just get that dude that sprays down celebrities with the fake tan?
Exactly.
I think there's some there dude that comes over to your house.
Yeah.
Yes,
they can
that's
spray
right.
on abs and everything.
Speaking of spraying people down with things.
No.
Spray it down with my nose.
All right. Thank you.
That is thing two. Thing three, according to Star Magazine again, who must have had a slow news week and had to make up a lot of stories, Jennifer Aniston has a crush on Leonardo DiCaprio and apparently has been doing her best to try to seduce Leo, including at an Emmy party where she hung out with him, then showed up the next day at his house in tight jeans and a little top to film that public service announcement that we've all seen about voting.
Sure.
But the way Star paints the story, they're making it sound like she put on her sexy outfit and went over to Leo's house to try to get him interested. But
I hope that's true.
Again, if it's in Star, I don't believe it either.
I think we can choose to believe it or not. And I'd like
choose?
To choose to believe it. Top 10 TV shows. Number 10, NBC Sunday Night Football. Number 9, CSI Miami. Number 8, Criminal Minds. Number 7, CSI New York. Number 6, The Mentalist, which I love. That's a brand new show.
That's a pretty good show,
yeah. Number 5, Dancing with the Stars, the Tuesday night edition. Number 4, Desperate Housewives. Number 3, 60 Minutes. Number 2, I'm not kidding, NCIS. Tuesday nights at 8, CBS. Has that show moved around? Because I thought that was on Saturdays or Fridays.
I don't have any idea. I don't know anything about it. We did get, after you mentioned it last time, we did get one email from a listener who says that he does watch it and it is good.
Okay, we know someone.
Have to take his word for it.
And number 1, Dancing with the Stars, the Monday night.
I watch one show on that list.
Yep, I hear you. And it's Sunday Night Football. Oh, wait, and The Mentalist.
No, it's The Mentalist.
That's two for me. But that's it, two.
Yeah. We're out of touch.
Yeah, we're not watching what they're watching. And finally, you may wonder why this is a showbiz story when I tell you that a high school boy in Florida flashed a 61-year-old teacher in the classroom last week. You may wonder why this is a showbiz story, but you'll find out at the end. She was in the class. Deborah Harrell was in the classroom by herself correcting papers. A student walked into the school with his shirt over his head and his pants undone. He allegedly waved his junk around and asked the teacher, "What do you think? What do you think?" Deborah got up. The kid took off. Security cameras helped him track the student flasher down. When he was arrested for indecent exposure, he said that he did it because he had been watching and was trying to reenact a rerun that he had seen on television of an episode of That 70s Show, and he thought it looked like a funny prank.
What?
Yes.
So he ran back and did it to a teacher?
Yes, I missed that episode, but it sounds very funny. But that was his defense. So kids are apparently influenced by what they see on the television.
I don't think we can take that guy's experience as everyone's.
We have tickets for Coldplay November 25th at the Honda Center. That tickets have not yet gone on sale for that. They don't go up until this Saturday at 10. But if you want to win them, we got a way you can do it. We're going to lick Lisa coming up after the news at 8. If you want to be a contestant for the game, you can call 1-800-520-1067, and we'll get to you after Doc's news. If you're a Coldplay fan, should be a great show. Today's celebrity birthday is actor, comedian Chevy Chase is 65 years old today. Mr. Mariah Carey, actor and singer Nick Cannon is 28. Matt Damon is 38. Paul Hogan, the star of the Crocodile Dundee movies, is 69. Sigourney Weaver from the Alien franchise is 59. Woody Allen's wife, Soon-Yi Previn, turns 38 today. And the Reverend Jesse Jackson is 67. Remind me next hour. We need to play our exclusive hard-hitting interview with Jesse Jackson the last time we had him on.
That was good.
I haven't played that yet in a while. But that's all coming up 1 hour from right now. And that is the K-Rock Show. Saturday morning, 10 o'clock, that's when the tickets go on sale, or you can win them right now at 1-800-520-1067 for Coldplay at the Honda Center on November the 25th. It's time to play Lick Lisa.
Can you lick Lisa? I think you'll find it's hard.
That's what she said.
But if you do lick Lisa, something hot's waiting for you.
Lick, lick Lisa, 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 but keep clear of her vagina.
F*** that.
Did you hear the rules?
I have not heard any rules.
Excellent.
Keep
that's
clear
our,
of her vagina.
That's our
that's
our new intern,
one.
Blinky.
Blink, have you ever heard us play Lick Lisa on the Kevin and Bean Show before you came to work here?
You know what? I didn't disclose this information, but this is the sole reason I applied for this internship.
To lick her?
Oh,
okay.
There you go. All
so
right. Well, no one can blame you for that.
This may be my last day.
All right. Fantastic. Well, here's the way the game is played, guys. It's actually very simple. I'm going to ask questions. All of the answers are a number, okay? Lisa is going to give an answer, what she thinks the correct answer is. All the caller has to do is determine how right Lisa is. They can say that Lisa is too low, Lisa is too high, or Lisa is right on. And if they're right, then they go into the drawing to win the Coldplay tickets, and that's how it is played. If they're wrong, by the way, Blinky gets to lick Lisa, so I think it's a win-win for everybody.
All right, let's start with Jill in Huntington Beach. She is a physical therapist. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
Hi,
ready,
Jeff.
Ready to play Lick Lisa?
I'm ready.
All right,
here is your question. Coldplay's debut full-length album release was called Parachutes. It sold nearly 5 million copies.
True!
According to the Guinness Book of World Records, how many feet, Lisa, is the official record for the longest free fall parachute jump?
Oh.
The album's called Parachutes. The Guinness record for the longest freefall parachute jump is how many feet? So you, Joe, listen up for the answer, and then you determine how close she is.
I'm good. Oh, man, I have no idea. I'm going to say 6,000 feet.
6,000 feet is her answer. Is it higher than that, Jill, lower than that, or is she right on?
I'm going to say lower.
Lower. I'm going to say you couldn't be more wrong. The actual correct answer is 80,380 feet.
Well, you can't breathe up there.
80,000. Well, no, of course, but it doesn't mean you can't bring something, an apparatus to breathe
well,
with.
That's just cheating.
No!
You didn't say they were cheating.
Wait, does this mean I don't get a lick, Lisa?
You do
that's
not
correct.
Lick.
You don't get the lick, Lisa.
Sorry.
All right, let's go to Ruben, who is calling us from North Hollywood. Good morning, Ruben.
Good morning.
Hi, Ruben.
All right, Ruben, listen up to Lick Lisa. The four blokes in Coldplay met and formed their band while they were studying at the University College in London.
True.
London, of course, is famous for many things, including one of the largest bus networks in the world. It runs 24 hours a day on 700 routes. Your question, Lisa, how many buses in the London bus route?
How many buses?
How many buses do they run around London there?
Oh, my God. 20,000.
20,000 is the actual number. Higher, lower, or is that accurate, Ruben?
Lower.
It is lower, yeah. Yes. About 8,000 buses. So apparently I'm sure somebody was cheating. According
they need more buses.
Nicely
I should
done.
Know I'm a traffic reporter.
All right, lick
congratulations.
Away.
Congratulations. You are in the drawing, and Blink gets to lick Lisa.
Nice.
Aw, wow. That was sweet.
Oh, I can't
tell. That was a nice lick.
Enjoy
give me
that
a couple
one.
Minutes.
All right, let's put Ruben into the drawing. We'll move on to Katie, who is a librarian by day in Seal Beach. Ooh. Good morning.
Hi, Katie.
Hello.
Katie, you're a librarian by day, but you put that hair down and take off the glasses at night, and you're a hot minx. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. You know, take the pencil out of my bun, shake my hair out.
Whoa.
Hey, hey.
Where's that
easy
pencil?
With the sex talk.
All right, listen up, ladies. Here's your question. Lisa, in 1999, Coldplay released just 2,500 copies of their debut single, Brothers and Sisters. Your favorite made-up TV show is also called Brothers and Sisters, yep. Starring that man-whore Balthazar Getty. Here's your question. The J. Paul Getty Museum houses approximately 44,000 works of art, but how many are on view at one time?
How did we start with the Coldplay and end up with the J. Paul Getty Museum?
You have to ask producer Alex that. How many works of art are on display at any one time at the J. Paul Getty Museum? They have 44,000 in storage. How many do they show?
I'm going to say 300.
300, is that the exact number, or is the real number higher or lower, Katie?
I'm going to go with higher.
Higher is correct.
Yeah, it's about four times that. 1,200 pieces is how many they have on display. Congratulations, you've licked Lisa.
That's all too right. Many to see in one visit. I'm just saying.
Okay, well, that doesn't matter.
Can you close your eyes while I do it this time?
Let's not close your eyes, Lisa.
Oh, God.
All right. He's leaning
where's
in.
Going?
Oh, just for the neck. Just for the neck.
Okay. That was the shoulder. My wife might be listening.
Oh,
okay. He has a wife? Did
yes,
we know this?
He is married?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We
oh,
didn't
yeah.
know this.
Married at 21. Oh, I have a kid, by the
he
way.
Has a, he's
oh,
a wife
God.
Of like, he has a wife of like 17 kids.
Wow.
Dude, yeah, we're going to adopt three more from Africa next week. So.
How can you be an intern at K-Rock if you're married with a family to support? Dude, you should quit immediately and go get a freaking job.
I have a job, but my wife does it for me when I'm here.
Okay. Okay. I don't know what that means.
Robert, do I.
Robert in Covina works for the UPS. Good morning, Robert.
I'm on fire, Robert.
Good morning.
All right, listen up, kids. Here's the question. Homecoming is the collaborative single that we've all heard and enjoyed from Chris Martin and Kanye West. West Coast Choppers is Jesse James' custom motorcycle company. His lady love, Sandra Bullock, has been nominated for how many Golden Globes, Lisa? Sandra Bullock, terrific actress.
Yeah, I'm just going to say two.
Two. All right. Is two. That the exact answer, Robert, or is the real answer higher or lower?
I say higher.
I say two is the correct answer.
How about
right.
That?
Right on.
When I'm good, I'm good.
Yep.
She was nominated for Miss Congeniality and for While You Were Sleeping, so no licking going on. Let's move along to another contestant.
All right. Let's say good morning to Jean in Los Angeles, an office assistant. Good morning, Jean.
Hi, Jean.
All right. So far, if I'm not mistaken, we have what? Just two people in the drawing for the Coldplay tickets.
That's
right
correct.
Now?
We have Ruben,
right,
we have Katie.
Jean in there. In 2003, Coldplay won a Grammy for Record of the Year for their song Clocks. Flava Flav is a founding member of the rap group Public Enemy. Flav has seven children. How many baby mamas is the question, Lisa? Seven kids. How many baby mamas?
Five.
Well, you say five, okay?
All right. Five is the answer. Gene, is that right on, or is the real answer higher or lower?
Lower.
Guys, the answer is five.
Five.
Oh.
Yeah.
answer is 5. So right on is what we're looking for. Sorry, Gene. By the way, in case you're wondering, the kids are named Shanique, Karen, Daisnia, Quana, William, Kayla, and Karma. Those are slaves' kids.
Daisnia, too. What a coincidence.
All right. I think we've got time for just one more question for today's edition of Lick Lisa.
Joel is a student from Sherman Oaks. Good morning, Joel.
Come on, Joel.
Good morning. Hi, Joel.
All right, here's your question. Listen up. Acute coryza is the official fancy medical name for the common cold, and it is, of course, highly contagious. The coldest place on Earth is the Antarctic Plateau, an area of Antarctica around the South Pole. Here's your question. To date, how many Grammy Awards has Coldplay won?
What?
I want whatever. Ask me how cold it got.
I want whatever Alex is smoking.
I'm not sure I followed the logic of this one either. We went from Antarctica to how many Grammys has Coldplay won?
How many Grammy Awards has Coldplay won, Lisa?
7.
7 is the answer. Is that right on, or is the real answer higher or lower, Joe?
Unfortunately, lower.
Lower.
Yeah, you're right about that. It's only 4, but congratulations. You're in the drawing, and Blinky, you get to lick Lisa.
Thank you. All right, Lisa's pick. Where would you like it?
Back of the neck, baby. Right,
no problem.
Yeah, that's her soft spot, Blink.
It
I can really
tell you. Well, oh, sweet.
Tastes like butter.
Did you say tastes like butter?
I'm oozing butter. Fat, apparently.
All right, Ruben, Katie, and Joel are in the drawing. Lisa Bay, you want to do the drawing, please?
No.
You don't have it?
I don't have it. I am playing the game. You must do the drawing.
Hold on.
Quick.
Wish we would have thought
quick
of this before.
So it's...
I guess we can't say.
Yeah.
Can we say F yeah or no?
No.
What's the ruling on that?
I don't think that's allowed.
Okay.
Thank you to all of our contestants. Thank you to Lisa and thank you to Blink for playing the game. We like to call Lick Lisa.
Lick, Lick Lisa. Lick, Lick Lisa. But keep clear of her vagina.
Hey, can we issue an Amber Alert, or is that something that the radio station does, or do we have to get the report from the police before we broadcast the Amber Alert?
I don't think we're allowed to announce an Amber Alert.
Okay. She's about 5'5". She's Mexican. She's got lots of tattoos. She goes by the name of Kat. That's who we're looking for. Kat Von D is who we're looking for. If you've seen her, if you know where she is, go ahead and wrangle her, hang on to her, and then call the police and let us know when they arrive.
You don't need to call the police. She actually just called a minute ago, said she's sorry, but she's on the way. She's stuck in traffic.
Night.
So look in your rearview mirrors, and if this cat's behind you, get out of her way, please.
Sorry, guys. I really apologize.
Is she driving in from her Phoenix house? I mean, what the hell's going on here this morning?
Couldn't tell you. I don't know.
All right. Well, we love her very much, so we will forgive her. And Kat Von D talking about the new season of LA Inc. debuting tonight on TLC. She will allegedly be joining us at some point during this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, let's take a look at the email back.
We got this from a bunch of people. Bill wrote, so where's the picture of your stripper intern? I mean, come on. There's a goddamn video of someone chasing a spider on the site. Who's setting the priorities over there? Well, I'm glad to announce we have the photos up of all three new interns. So you can go to
Yes, you can see Tiny Dancer. Her picture's up. She's the stripper intern who now deals weed for a living. You have Blinky, who is just doing very effectively licking Lisa. We have his picture up. And then Madison, who I haven't met yet, by the way, who looks like she might be pretty sporty. Her picture's up there, too.
Yes.
And Describe for people, Kevin, what you made her do during the photo shoot.
Well, there was a piece of paper on the floor, and we asked her to pick it up. And then Mike was like, no, do it sexy.
Look at my God, you guys.
Yeah, it was kind of embarrassing.
Dear Kevin and Bean, I like to think that I'm a pretty open-minded guy, writes AJ. I'd also like to think that I pay attention pretty much to what's going on in the world. But some of the things that you guys bring up are going completely over my head to the point where now I've had to start looking them up online. For instance, I'll admit, until I heard you guys talk about it, I had no idea what a taint was. I thought it was like taint, as in is not or isn't. But then you guys started using the taint demolition term, and I realized I was in fact incorrect, so I looked it up. Today, by the way, I was browsing a music site, and I saw the song Tainted Love. I just started laughing. Anyway, you guys also opened my eyes to the Donkey Punch, the Dirty Sanchez, and a plethora of other things that I really wish I'd never read or heard about.
Excellent.
I still refuse to see Two Girls, One Cup.
Oh.
I believe not watching it is all that's keeping me human.
Wow.
I'd be curious to hear what some of your other listeners have been introduced to because of you two. I listen all the time. You, stupid Kevin, AJ writes in.
Willpower.org.
AJ, happy to be able to broaden your horizon a little bit.
I'm sorry, what was that, Mike?
The willpower.org.
Yeah, don't go there.
Four guys, one horse.
Psycho Mike has an email from Doto.
Yes.
And Mike is able to read them as Doto, which none of us can really pull off.
Yes.
So let's hear what Doto has to say.
I have two in a series. They're both very short, though. Right. This one came to Bean about 3 weeks ago. Bean, I'm Hong Kong. Good time staying in trouble. I would like do weekly segment on show. Something I think it could turn paid position, dough.
So, and by the way, you have to know this going in is that we can't get him on the phone no matter what we do.
I write to him almost every single day,
yes.
And like about once a week I hear back from him, but he never responds to my repeated appeals for him to call us.
Look at the time.
He never says, okay, Kevin and Bean, right. I'll give you a call. He just writes back and says, I'm Hong Kong.
But he wants – that means he's in Hong Kong. That's his shorthand. But he wants a regular segment on the show. We can't get him on it.
I'm reading the time codes of this email. Bean writes back 3 minutes later, all right, sounds good, Doe. How are the girls? Doe writes back 15 minutes later, Bean, lady's not bad, just kicking back. Would like weekly segment on show. Maybe once a week could do paid position. Hope's durable.
When does hope's durable mean?
That's our dough.
We've started saying. That's our guy. What do you need him for?
Oh, don't go there. Hey, Kevin and Bean, Sean writes, I missed the meaning of the thumb ring. Would you please recap your conclusions? Thank you.
Oh, the thumb ring.
I do not believe we've reached a conclusion yet on the thumb ring, although
it's
it is
science.
It is leaning towards science.
It's a theory at the moment.
Right now it's a theory. It's not science like the white pants is, but right. It pretty much means the same thing. And we're continuing to do some research.
I am hitting the streets. I have been, and I will continue.
Oh, good.
When I have enough conclusive scientific evidence, you guys will get a report.
Then it'll be science.
Yesterday at this time, we had a very interesting conversation about the new picture that Kim Kardashian put up on our own blog. We have ripped off the picture and put it at krock.com in the Kevin Bean Sites page if you want to check it out. It's Kim Kardashian in a white bikini at age 14, believe it or not. So we had a big discussion yesterday about young women and when their bodies develop. And Ed from La Mirada writes in, hey, guys, I really enjoyed the Kim Kardashian segment on the show today. Thanks for especially getting Miss Cleo and Alex, the hot producer, to talk about in detail how and when their bodies developed. It really does need to be a weekly feature.
That is really the reason we did it, by the way, too. And dear Kevin and Bean, talking about celebrity endorsements, remember we were saying, really, when somebody comes out and says you should vote for a candidate, does that really sway anybody? Kevin, wanted to call in, but I have a real job and couldn't wait on hold. I've run a few political campaigns and can tell you these celebrity endorsements are coveted not because people vote according to the endorsee, but just for the exposure.
Oh,
the celebrity
to hear the
name? Credibility weighs more than the, you know, those that don't have credibility. Think Magic Johnson versus Kobe Bryant. Magic Johnson is known for, he says, political involvement, business skills, community activism.
Right.
Kobe, he says, known for Colorado. I'd like to suggest Kobe's known for scoring 50 points in a game. That's what I'd like to suggest. But apparently, it's not because people vote that way. It's just the added, I guess, free advertising.
Okay.
Oh, I see. So that's why the celebrities do it, is because it makes them look good. Whether anyone votes or not, they don't even care.
Right,
they just
want
to be on TV. I got you. And I'll close, and this is a great email here in the month of Foxtober. This is from an avid K-Rock listener and Foxaholic, as he signs himself. Orlando writes in, Dear Kevin and Bean, so I'm in Pasadena walking around, and I remember about the GQ issue you guys discussed with Megan Fox on the cover, so I went into the Barnes & Noble to check it out. I went to the magazine section right next to the GQ issue is the current Maxim issue that also has Megan Fox on the cover with the title Sexiest Woman on Earth. As you know, double the Fox means double the explosion in my pants. So right when I was going to pick up the GQ, a couple walks by and the girl says, really? You can't be serious. Then she proceeds to blaspheme me and ask the guy, do you really think that Megan Fox is the sexiest woman on earth? The guy then says, no, she's not. Not even close.
What?
As I make the judgment that this guy is totally gay and must love Psycho Mike, the girl says, who do you think is the sexiest woman on earth? And the guy, the boy she was with, responds, to be honest, it would have to be you.
Of course.
Is what the boyfriend said.
Please.
I couldn't help but laugh out loud and say, out loud as well, as I grabbed the GQ magazine and walked to the cashier. At this time, I could feel their eyes piercing my back. Kevin and Bean, did I do the right thing?
Yes,
I hope so.
Of course.
Absolutely, 100%. And that guy should be ashamed that he was overheard being whipped like that.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Orlando, we don't have time for this. It is Foxtober.
Honestly.
You can't deny that.
Honestly. Do we have time for this?
Megan Fox, oh, Megan Fox. Big bulgy things are gonna happen. And by that I mean a Megan Fox outside my window. Megan Fox behind the tree. I wish the whole world could see
that she has the most perfect boobies, and it's Megan Fox outside my window pane.
Megan Fox.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
Oh, yeah, she's so hot.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
Oh, remember Transformers when she was checking under the hood?
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
Yeah, that was good. I like to check under her hood, if you know what I mean, with my dipstick.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
Oh, she's so hot. Yeah, and Kevin, you're gay if you don't like this song.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
It's Foxtober.
Megan Fox, outside my window. Megan Fox, behind the tree.
Did I mention she's hot? Right.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
All right. Honestly. Girl. Honestly, isn't that working its way into stalker territory right now? Come on. I mean, is anyone scared about Omar besides me?
Well, Omar, I keep an eye on. I'll tell you about that. But I hope Megan, and I hope Miss Fox, if she is listening, knows that our love is pure and that we would never, ever, ever hurt her. We just want her to be ours.
Right, both of ours. Forever. Kat Von D, you're a liar. You lie.
When you come at a cat like that,
you're a lying liar who lies. Every 10 minutes, we get another text saying, 10 minutes away. 10 minutes away. 10 minutes away.
I think we're being punked.
10 minutes away. You think she's in her bed?
She's not really coming in.
Laughing in her bed?
Yes.
Let's see what they do now.
Yes, I do.
Biatch.
Well, she may or not be joining, may or may not be joining us coming up later this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Earlier this morning, it's not our story. Don't blame us if it's not true. But the National Enquirer is reporting exclusively in what is being referred to as a blockbuster world exclusive that Jamie Lynn Spears is now expecting for the second time, just 3 months after she gave birth to a baby girl on June 19th.
You got a problem, lady.
That seems bad.
Yeah.
It does seem like if your 17-year-old daughter gets knocked up, that maybe when you're at one of the doctor's appointments leading up to that kid being born, you go ahead and have the doc write a little prescription. You know, it does seem like maybe you go ahead and take care of that for next time.
Sure, you'd think.
I'm just suggesting it.
I didn't think this could get any worse, but apparently it knows no bottom.
The Enquirer goes on to report Jamie Lynn is about 8 weeks pregnant. She and her mom are hysterical. Jamie Lynn believed she couldn't get pregnant while she was breastfeeding, said a close source, which I think maybe calls into sharp focus just how young she is, if that is something that she believed. And we mentioned earlier, and I was fascinated by this because there are a lot of myths about how you can and can't get pregnant when you're a teenager and you start, you know, fooling around having sex. Mm-hmm. Many of those myths are made up by the guys who want the girls to have sex with them.
Right.
And that's why they say things like, no, if you're standing up, there's no way the swimmers can reach the egg. You don't even have to worry about it if we're standing up.
No, that's true, honey. You got to trust me.
So I thought it might be interesting to take a few phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you know some of these myths, if you perhaps have spread some of these myths, if you've made up some of these myths and they've worked, if you've believed some of these myths, because there are so many of them. I mean, I think, again, 1-800-520-1067 for pregnancy myths. I think maybe the most common one, Lisa, you probably would have heard more about these than we did. Is that you can't get pregnant if it's your first time. If you're a virgin, you cannot get pregnant is what a lot of people believe, right?
Yeah, that is a really common one. And
that
it
one,
is true.
I believe that one is true.
Yeah. In the interest of lawsuits, I think we should say
not
maybe
true.
Perhaps it's not true.
That's what I meant. It's not true. That's what I meant.
But don't you get the sense that that's one that is 100% exclusively – that's what the guy's trying.
Sure.
That's what he's making up in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
That's where all of these come from, I imagine.
The guys.
But you do, in the absence of actual information sometimes, believe whatever comes your way, so to speak. And you shouldn't, perhaps.
Jumping up and down immediately after intercourse will prevent conception.
Yeah. Really? That's got to be a dude who then went back and said, I got her to jump up and down. How crazy is that?
Which was fun to look at. It's impossible to get pregnant if you have sex during your period.
Okay.
A lot of people believe that. A lot of adults believe that, by the way. Adults believe that.
There are ways to not get pregnant. People know that, right?
Condoms?
Perhaps.
Birth control pills?
Perhaps.
Yeah, all of that.
But at least that one, Lisa, it sounds like, although it can't be foolproof, it does sound like there's something to it because of the fertility cycle,
right? Yeah, because
right?
your body's sloughing off what it uses to nourish a baby at that point.
Right.
So it just seems pretty rare, right?
Hmm.
But again, not true. Here's my favorite, and then we'll go to some calls at 1-800-520-1067, your pregnancy myth. This is my favorite. I had not heard this one before, but in doing the research after the Jamie Lynn story, as long as neither party takes off their underpants, no babies will result.
Well, like, I guess,
how do they just go around?
I guess.
And somehow
I guess
that's going to prevent it?
I don't
that's
know.
That's crazy.
That's what somebody made up and somebody bought, I think is what's happening. Wow, that's hard to believe. It really is hard to believe some of the stuff that people take as gospel.
I know.
Let's talk to Nicole on line 2, 1-800-520-1067. Nicole calls in from Woodland Hills this morning. Hi, Nicole. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you believe?
I was asked by my niece recently if it were true, if she has sex, she won't get pregnant if she puts an Advil in her vagina.
An Advil?
No, really?
Really?
Somebody told her if she puts an Advil in her vagina after sex.
Wow. That's spectacular. If she keeps an Advil between her knees, she won't get pregnant. That is true. No, I believe that's not true either. No, that one is true.
Thank you for the call.
Hey, thanks for the call. Another one on the list, by the way, is taking 20 aspirin right after having sex will halt conception from taking place.
20 aspirin?
Yeah.
That
take 40
like
and halt everything.
That's kidding.
Really, what the hell? Roxy is in Los Angeles. Excuse me. She's on line 8. Hey, Roxy. Thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
What did you believe?
I was like 13. Me and my girlfriends always believed that if you had sex in a swimming pool, you couldn't get pregnant.
Oh, that's the
I've
best.
Heard that too.
That is true. That one's true.
Was the science about that somehow the chlorine was going to be your friend in that case?
Something like that. Something along those lines. That's what we used to believe. But obviously, I don't believe that now. But
yeah,
made sense.
Roxy, what about Jamie Lynn being pregnant again 3 months after having a baby? What about that?
I think it's pretty sad. I mean, it's totally parents' fault for not, I don't know, being the proper parent in that situation.
Yeah, at that point, you don't let her alone with a boy.
Yeah, I don't know. That just seems all bad. And we're not positive it's true, but
yeah,
it's coming from
the
National Enquirer, and they're saying that. So, who knows?
Right. Thanks for the call. Have you guys heard about perhaps the lady using Coca-Cola or 7-Up? After sex to perhaps kill whatever may be going on down there? Have you heard about that?
No, but I... douching.
Okay.
That's the word I was trying not to say.
I don't think you can... That's a fine word. It's a fine word.
Okay. Lisa rules that it's a fine
it's
word.
It's a fine word. All kinds of that are people think will help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All these are true, right? Is that what we're saying?
No.
No,
no
not
these
true.
Are
none
true.
Of, none of these
learned
are true.
Something today.
Not true. Okay.
Let's try Grace in L.A. She's on line 5 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Grace, we're talking about pregnancy myths. What do you got?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. I was told in high school that if you pee after you have sex, then you won't get pregnant.
And you were told that by your boyfriend?
No.
No?
I was told that by a bunch of girlfriends.
Really?
So it helps you from getting a bladder infection. I know that.
Yeah, I know that was true, but I think it was just kind of like rumor, what people had heard. And,
right.
That was one of the things that had gone around. That make sure you run to the bathroom right after you
and then jump up and down.
Now, that one's true, right?
No,
not
I don't
true.
Think that's true.
Okay, I'm very confused on this whole thing.
Let's take a call from Scott in Central Valley. This is one that I have not heard before. Scott, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What do you got?
Hi. I heard marijuana seeds make you sterile.
Marijuana seeds?
Right.
What are you doing
eating,
with them?
Eating marijuana seeds.
So this is one for the boy. This is one that the
right,
guy can
right.
say, well, I can't get you pregnant because I eat seeds.
Right.
And that one's true.
Right.
Right? I mean,
I don't think any of these are true.
Right.
Yeah, I think they're all myths. I think that's why we're talking about them.
Right. I think the marijuana seed thing is true. I heard that. No?
No, I don't think so.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
Well, that seems not good.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Yeah, he has the silky smooth, silky smooth skin too.
That was a moment with Bean.
That is not good. That is not impressive.
That is good.
It's Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. By the way, we missed one of the biggies, which is that if the girl's on top, you can't get pregnant. Well, that's just gravity. We missed that one. Didn't mention that one. Very popular one. And also, I want to thank the K-Rock listeners, and there were a few of them who reminded us that one thing that is absolutely true, wearing white pants will not allow you to get pregnant.
Well,
keep that in mind.
There you go.
That is true, yeah.
8:57, time for the showbiz beat for a Wednesday morning. Ralph is on vacation. Sad news, by the way, for Oscar-nominated actor Nick Nolte, who was, of course, in the big box office smash Tropic Thunder just this past summer. He's a terrific actor. He's a weird dude.
Yeah, very
Remember we
weird.
Saw him on 60 Minutes a few years ago? He's the guy who takes like a 1,000 pills a day and has injected himself up with all sorts of
yes.
stuff. He plans on living forever.
Yeah, he's like never going to die with all these injections. It's really bizarre.
I see what he looks like at 67. I can't imagine what he will look like at 167. I just can't even imagine.
Doesn't
anyway,
he still
TMZ
smoke, by the way?
Oh, yes, sure. Like a chimney. Yeah. It's funny you should bring that up, Lisa, because the reason he's on TMZ.com yesterday is that his Malibu home caught on fire around 11:30 yesterday morning. He lost about $500,000 worth of personal property. They're estimating that the house has approximately $3 million worth of damage.
Wow.
Nick seems to be okay. He did suffer from some smoke inhalation, minor abrasions. He was trying to put the fire out himself when the firefighters arrived. He thinks, at least he said to one of the neighbors on the scene, that maybe his printer may have sparked the fire. That somehow there's a spark or some sort of electrical fire as a result of a malfunctioning printer.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
I haven't either.
But, I mean, lots of fires get started with malfunctioning electrical devices and appliances. I mean, sometimes it's as simple as a cord from a lamp that's faulty or something like that. But still, bad news for Nick.
Travis Barker is speaking to Us Weekly. He says he's thankful to be alive, and he told them in an interview with the magazine he hates airplanes. His biggest fear, and this is before the accident, his biggest fear is to be involved in a plane crash. So when that happened,
Oh my God.
I'm just thankful to be alive. I'm grateful to be here at all.
Dude.
He says, I'm doing the best I can possibly do. I'm so anxious to get out of here. I've just been in surgery after surgery. I have third-degree burns basically from my feet up to my waist in both hands.
Ugh.
One of my hands has second-degree burns. One has third-degree burns.
That is awful.
So that's bad news, but he's doing better, and he's talking about it. But I had no idea that that was, like, one of his biggest fears before. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't really think about that. I don't really think, what if a plane goes down? Because you fly,
right.
Go to Vegas all the time or whatever.
You
and
know
it's no
the
big
odds
deal.
Are in your favor.
Right. But in his particular case, I imagine it would be a little harder to accept that.
Yeah.
If we knew any famous tattoo artists and were able to get them on the show, we could ask her how long you have to wait before you can get retatted after a fire. But I guess we'll have no way to ask her because we don't have her here. Because she's not around.
I think she is here.
She's actually in the building.
I think.
Oh, really? Now you're part of the conspiracy.
I think. No, I think. I'm not sure.
CBS is in trouble with nudity again. Once again, the Parents Television Council has complained to the Federal Communications Commission about CBS. You know, you guys realize Survivor is still on the air? Do you know that they're still doing the Survivor show?
How about that?
Survivor Gabon is the latest edition of the series, and the PTC is complaining that CBS did not edit out a penis shot. Apparently, there was a wardrobe malfunction. A contestant was doing a challenge in some shorty shorts. And I guess somehow the twig and berries were visible.
Not the berries, just the twig.
Just the twig. Just the twig. The network said that the incident was fleeting and virtually undetectable when viewed in real time.
But
which,
when viewed with the TiVo and slow-mo and a magnifying glass is huge.
Really? That's what we've gotten to? Really?
Apparently
you can't see it in real time, but they're going to complain?
That's just retarded.
Come on.
Apparently so. Hey, look at the trouble CBS got into over the Janet Jackson nip slip.
Which you had a freeze frame to see.
Which you had a freeze frame. I mean, that was on screen for like a second or less, right?
Dude. But I think the mood of the court is changing a little
bit. I hope. We heard for the longest time, because we're concerned about this, that every single complaint, even if it's some kind of a form letter from the same group that says the exact same thing, is taken as an individual complaint.
Right.
Well,
that's
you can generate millions of emails if you want with programs.
Of course.
And it's always the same group. It's always this group. And now they're complaining about something that you can't see when you're watching it in real time.
This Parents Television Council, didn't we find out that they're responsible for something like 95% of the complaints to the FCC?
That is true.
The council said, this is a direct quote, the number of fleeting penises we expect to see on broadcast television is zero.
Well, don't slow it down.
Exactly.
I can't help but think about that poor contestant on Survivor, though, who now is going to be known as the guy whose penis is virtually undetectable when viewed in real time. There's no way that that's good.
That doesn't seem good, no. Britney Spears is going to go on trial again. Did you hear this? Driving without a license.
Which
lock her up.
I don't know. I think it's been a little while.
She and her people were trying to have the case put on hold or dismissed entirely. A pretrial hearing is set for tomorrow, with the real thing set to begin next Wednesday. This is a trial over a misdemeanor charge of driving without a valid California driver's license.
We'll have to, next time we talk to our pal Harvey Levin from TMZ.com, who is also a lawyer, we'll have to figure out if there's something more going on here. I mean, I can't imagine that everyone who's in the situation that Brittany is in ends up in court for something like this. This seems like something that could easily be handled with a fine, doesn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what Harvey thinks, because he wrote it on TMZ. Common sense has not prevailed. That's how he began that whole story.
And finally, here's our update if you're looking for who to vote for. Of course, last night was the second of three presidential debates between Senator Obama and Senator McCain. Maybe you still haven't made up your mind and you're waiting to see which way your favorite celebrity falls. I've got great news for you. Devo is doing a benefit show for Barack Obama. They're going to be playing a rare concert in its hometown of Akron, Ohio on October 17th, with the proceeds going to help Barack Obama get elected. So if that's what you've been waiting for here in 2008.
You've been waiting to hear from Devo?
I wonder who Devo is supporting. Now you know that they are, in fact, coming out for Barack. Got a couple of birthdays worth mentioning today, including Matt Damon, who is a terrific actor, 38 years old today. Of course, the star of the Bourne Identity movies, the Ocean's 11, 12, and 13 movies. Just a terrific actor. And, of course, the subject of a very popular song and a favorite of ours as well.
I'm Matt Damon.
She's Matt Damon. She's Matt Damon.
I'm not imagining it's you. I'm Matt Damon.
She said she's Matt Damon. Hey, Kimmel, how do you like them apples?
That's the best.
So there you go.
That's from the Emmy-winning Sarah Silverman clip, and Sarah's going to be joining us here on the Kevin Bean Show very, very soon. Jesse Jackson is 67 years old today. Actor, singer, and Mr. Mariah Carey Nick Cannon turns 28 today. Paul Hogan, the star of the Crocodile Dundee movies, is 69. Sigourney Weaver is 59, and Mrs. Woody Allen, what an attractive young lady she is, too. Soon-Yi Previn never looked better at 38, and that's the K-Rock Show Biz.
Kat Von D, is that short for something?
For Catherine von Drachenberg.
Is your goal to cover yourself entirely?
No, I'm going
to
stay away from my chest.
Why would you stay away from your chest?
Oh, I like my boobs the way they are. I started tattooing at the age of 14, and I got my first tattoo when I was 14. I've turned down a lot of people. Anything that goes against, like, my morals, you know, I don't do anything, like, racist, or anything that I think is going to be regrettable, you know. If I've been dating a boy for 2 weeks, I probably won't do his name on the internet. I've been drawing all my life, and one of the kids was, you know, tattooing all this with his homemade machine. He was just like, you should tattoo me, and I'm like, okay. And I did it, and I loved it, and I've been doing it since.
I just set the Guinness Book World Record for doing the most tattoos in 24 hour period.
Our next guest is tattoo artist of both the rich and famous and the poor and unknown. You can see her brandish her needle expertly every Tuesday night on TLC's LA Ink. Please welcome the Human Art Gallery, Kat Von D.
Why do you tease me with that, Kevin? You know I love Kat. You know she'll never do our show. She's not coming in. Why do you make fun of her like that?
7:20 was what we were told. 7:20 this morning is what we were told.
Yeah. Now it's 9:12. Hi, Kat.
Well, they told me I thought I was early. They told me 10 a.m.
Kat thinks she's early now.
Liar. So, I rushed down here. I'm so sorry.
That's right. And we can tell with the speed at which you arrived.
I feel bad. I think you were very, very stressed.
I know. I was texting the whole way.
Yep.
Now, we were mentioning...
Texting's just as good as an interview.
We were mentioning that if anyone saw you on the road to tell you to get here.
And
that was kind
honking.
Of a joke. That was kind of a joke.
Are you serious?
The whole time. And some guy told me to hurry. He's like, hurry! And I'm like, I'm drying. I'm on bareback.
That's awesome. I love it. It never occurred to me that someone would actually do that, but I'm glad they did. That's funny.
Wow.
Kat is here because her show is back for an all-new season of LA Ink tonight at 10 on TLC. This is what, season 3? Four? Where
well,
are we
it's,
now?
Well, it's
three.
It's, yeah,
and a
it's
half?
Technically season 2, but it's like they split it up into 13 episode increments. So it's the third section of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got
third
you.
Section
are you
of
over?
Season 2?
Third section of 13 episodes.
Oh, I see.
Well, are okay. you over it yet, or are you still digging having the TV's TV cameras following you
around?
You
know what? This is definitely like my favorite season. I think it's going to be the best one.
How come?
Because I've been sober for a year now. And I'm just, like, the most centered I've ever been. And, like, it's just, I don't know, I really try to push the envelope with the tattoos this time as much as I could. And I'm just in a really good place. And like, my crew is awesome. Like, I have, like, 12 guys working at the shop now. So it's, like,
wow.
It's just, like, super action-packed. And obviously we have cool people getting tattooed on the show and blah, blah, blah.
It's a lot more difficult, I imagine, to have the cameras around. I mean, does it make the – like if you have to talk to somebody about the way they're working or whatever, does it make that worse to put it on the air?
I mean, I think I'm definitely way more conscious of what's going on. Like at all times, like, you know, when I say something or like if I need to – quote unquote scold somebody, I'm just right. always like, hey, let's go to my office and I talk to you.
Right.
If I do it on the show, it's like, I don't want to embarrass anybody, but at the same time, I kind of made an oath to like really be honest and true on the show. So, you know, what you see is what you get, but you know, the cameras don't bug me. Like our camera guys, our sound guys, like we all became family. It's been like some guys I've been working since Miami Ink. So it's like 4 years.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
We hear that a lot from people on reality shows, by the way, is you do get to a point, as hard as it is for those of us not on TV to realize it could happen, you do get to a point where you don't even notice them anymore, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just comfortable around it, you know?
This show has documented you at some interesting times in your life. Since that show went on the air, the stuff that we've seen you go through, the personal stuff that you go through, I mean, it's really been a roller coaster the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, to think like I was like 22 when I started in Miami Ink, and I was married. Then I went through my divorce, and then you know, opened up the shop. You know, built a skate ramp, set a Guinness Book World of Records, and it's like. Got a cancer scare, everything from that to...
A lot of party and video, a lot of that. It's weird when those old episodes come on now when you're just, like, doing shots like crazy. It's just weird to see you like that now.
It makes me cringe, but, like, I don't know. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm definitely glad that I went through that, but I'm glad I got it over with already.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah, so...
That's tough to continue.
Yeah.
You also came in, you were talking about that music convention. How did that go, the tattoo and music convention?
It went really, really good, and it was such a smash that... you know, we just got a lot of emails about it from all around the country, so I'm making it a tour.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so it should be an awesome disaster.
Well, you should have plenty of time to work that out.
Yeah, exactly.
Kat, that intro piece that Omar put together that we played for you to bring you on, you're on there talking about how you don't want to ever give somebody a tattoo if they've been dating a dude for like 2 weeks. Now, it's humorous now to hear that.
Do as
tape
I say, not as I did.
I do somehow remember an episode and a tattoo. You guys have been going out, I think it might have been 3 weeks at the time you got that tattoo. Orby, the tattoo you got.
I'm like, which one?
Exactly. I mean, when you sat down to get that tattoo, didn't you hear your own words ringing in your mind going, maybe not so much, maybe not a good idea?
I think somebody online, too, like, got a clip of us showing our fresh, like, matching names, and then they're like... Then they show a clip of the Ellen show, and it's me talking about that.
Oh, you'd never do that?
Well, I just try to guide other people, because I don't want to make other people regret it. Personally, I know I'm not going to regret it. I have, like, 10 exes on me. I mean, not 10, but, you know. I don't think I've ever had 10 boyfriends. No. Like, you know, I have almost every, you know, person that I've spent time with.
But that
like,
doesn't bother you?
No, not at all.
It seems to bother most people. They seem to go, okay, I need to get... Take that taken care of right
No
away.
Way. I look at some of them and just, they're funny. I mean, I did start lasering my ex-husband's face on the top of my thigh.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, I mean, it's like, I don't know, just making room for more, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean, it was pretty realistic.
You need space for more artwork.
Yeah. So.
Speaking of faces, we had a K-Rock listener a couple of weeks ago who came, and I don't know if you know the guys down at White Lotus, but they do a pretty good job for us, too, down at Long Beach. They do a really nice job. But they came in and tattooed a listener, wanted Megan Fox tattooed on his – was it his thigh, guys? Is that where
I would love to do a portrait of Megan Fox.
He ended up doing it on his calf.
It was his calf. On his calf. He's got – is that fairly common that you get a celebrity's face, not just a name or a caricature, but an actual face? Do people do that a lot in your shop?
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, I've tattooed everybody from Sandra Bullock to Eliza Dushku, you know. There's been some good ones. I'm just still waiting for somebody to get Will Ferrell. I want to do Will Ferrell. An elf. No. Or Anchorman.
Yeah, with the full afro.
Semi.
So if one of our listeners is listening right now who loves Will Ferrell, you're saying now that you will personally do the Will Ferrell tattoo if they want to schedule an appointment with you at LA Inc.
Oh, we keep an eye out for those.
Sure.
For sure. I do. Put Will Ferrell in the subject line. That's awesome.
All right, season 2.5.
Yes. I like that.
Thursdays at 9 o'clock on 10 o'clock. I'm sorry, 10 o'clock on TLC. And we'll take a quick break.
Cool.
Kat Von D is here. We'll be right back.
Our friend Kat Von D in the studio. She is back with a new episode of LA Inc., which premieres tomorrow night at 10 o'clock on TLC.
Yeah, you guys messed up and said that it was.
We did.
Yeah.
That was my
fault. What did I say?
You said it was tonight.
Oh,
it's Thursday.
I think. Thursday. I think it was me. I think I blew it. I think I said tonight. But it is, in fact, tomorrow night at 10 o'clock on TLC. Had you been here at the time, you could have corrected it. And, of course, she's working at a high-voltage tattoo on North La Brea in West Hollywood. We don't need any more people who are volunteering to get Will Ferrell tattoos. Oh, apparently, we have plenty of those. Yes. So you are going to be receiving some emails cool. about that. So your dream is
–
Speaking of you giving the tattoos, a couple of listeners have emailed wanting to know how you are going to respond to your world record being broken for the most tattoos given in 24 hours now that somebody came along and broke it.
I did respond to it. I posted a little blog about it because my ex-husband beat me. And I always knew he was going to, you know, because back in 1999, he did 321, I think.
Right.
But he never got it notarized and he didn't go through Guinness and, you know, after I did it, I realized that there's way too many regulations that he didn't do that.
Right.
Would have probably disqualified him.
Right.
So the thing is, he does these little 13s every Friday the 13th for $13 or whatever. And so I knew that the next Friday the 13th coming up, he would beat mine. And
you knew that when you were doing it?
Oh, yeah. But see, the thing is like, to be honest with you, like, we did it for the charity. Like, I mean,
yeah.
That was the real record. You know what I mean? So, so, I mean, I'm not, like, bummed out or anything. And I still said it, so it's cool. But
and you got a cool episode out of it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
but
something else to
you
show
don't feel
for
any
it.
Need to
no,
strike back.
I congratulated him. I was like, you know, I think he should have, because he really wants it, you know? So,
well,
that's
good.
Yeah.
So
high
let
five.
Him have it. All right. I'm loath sometimes to ask personal questions, Kat, because I know
just
a lot of the
it.
Guests that come in, they don't want to talk about it. But what about this old man you're dating? What about this guy? What about this guy who's twice your age? How does he get you?
Come on. You He's know, in Motley Crue?
No. Oh. He is the most amazing person ever. That's how.
I mean,
you know what? It's like he's the other version of me. It's cool, you know?
We had him in, and he was...
He's just a nice guy, right?
Super cool.
Super cool, dude. We really like him. I mean, I really like the dude a lot, and more power to him. I give him mad props for getting Kat Von D, but I'm looking at you, and you're so young and so hot, and he is 61 years old.
Oh. No, he's not. He's gonna be 50 in December, and I'm going to throw him a massive party.
Okay, but forget for a minute that he's awesome and that you love him. Forget that for a minute, okay? on paper, he is twice your age. I mean, that is a significant age difference.
If you hung out with me for more than just the morning radio show time, you would mm-hmm. know that. I mean, there's just no way I could date somebody my age.
You're
you know,
not
like I've been tattooing since I was
your age.
14 years
no.
old. Like
yeah.
I've been
you're
doing
an old soul.
You know, and
yeah.
it's like, and I've always loved like older guys. I mean, you know, like I always thought, you know, like Gary Oldman was hot since I was, you know, a
Gary
teenager.
Coleman,
Gary Oldman.
Oh,
Gary
Oldman.
You know, it just makes sense. And plus, too, when you meet him, like he doesn't even look 50 or act that way.
He certainly
sure.
does it. I'm not at all making fun of him because he is a very cool dude.
Yeah.
Now, who has more tattoos, you or him?
Well, he has his whole back done, and he has mm-hmm. more like full color, so. Technically, per square inch of skin, I think he does, but I have, you know, more coverage, I think, because I have my legs, and we're working on his.
We're working on his.
We're trying to fix
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have a crew tattoo before you met him?
No, and you know what? It's crazy, because, like, people would ask me the same questions all the time in interviews, like, so, why'd you get stars on your face? And so after a while, I would just start changing the answers just for my own, like, entertainment.
Excellent. Oh, I
you know,
see. Okay.
It would be like, oh, yeah, I was at a bus stop and, you know, saw this girl with stars, you know, whatever. And so, so then one time I was like, oh, yeah, you know, Love Motley Crue, Starry Eyes, one of my favorite songs.
I read that, by the way.
Yeah. And I was like, it's the only song with a gong in it, like, you know, or whatever. And so, like, but the thing is like, you know, it totally backfired on me now, you know, because... I just got it because my ex told me I couldn't, and I was being defiant.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned that you have a bunch of tattoos on your body from previous boyfriends. It seems like you fall hard, and then it burns out fast.
You know
How
what?
Are you gonna-
but that's crazy.
Yes.
I think people – because when Nikki and I started dating, everybody was, you know, saying their comments and whatever, and it was like, oh, yeah, Kat's just, you know, this is just the flavor of the week. But, you know, like – I couldn't count how many boyfriends I've had on two hands, you know? And it's like, all of them were in increments of, I think my shortest relationship was, you know...
20 like, minutes?
No, it was like a year,
oh.
you know? And I mean, like, after my divorce, you know, I dated Orby really seriously for 5-6 months. And then, you know...
Maybe it's just that you do it publicly.
No, you know what it is that people... well, people see it. And a lot of times, like, for instance, like, we were Orby and I were dating, and what you saw on the show, it airs later, you know, and people don't realize that. It doesn't happen live.
Right.
And so it's like, we were already broken up when Nikki and I started dating, obviously, and people were like, oh my God, you know, she A, cheated on Orby, or B, just jumps from guy to guy, and it's like, no way, like, you know, I'm pretty, like, yeah, I fall hard, you know, I do everything hard, like, it's like, you know, all or nothing to me, but, like, if I feel it, I'm not going to deny it, that's for sure. But, you know.
I don't blame you. Hey, I hope this one works out. I mean, like I said, he seems like a cool dude. You seem so happy right now. That,
oh, yeah.
You know, I wish the best for
you. I'm
telling
you, I'm at the best place ever. It's awesome. We're 7 months. Isn't that cool?
Wow.
Wow.
That is
That's pretty strong. Yes, it does. Now, who and what do you have coming up in this next 13 episodes?
Well, let's see. The first episode, I'm going to have Dave Navarro on it.
Fantastic.
And I don't know if you guys have heard about.
Coolest guy ever.
Yeah. I mean, he's always been super nice to me. And,
he's too young for you, though.
Definitely.
Yeah, no. Way too
young for you. But, you know, he, I didn't know about his mother. Did you guys know about his mom?
What do you mean?
He came in because he told me he wanted to get a portrait of his mom. And I was like, yeah, yeah, no worries, man. He talked about it forever before doing the show.
Right.
And he did it on the show, and then I found out that his mom was murdered when he was 15.
Oh, I didn't know
Dude.
That.
Yeah.
Way to bring us down.
Brutal.
No, but it's so cool to listen to, like, how he turned that energy into, like, focusing into his music. That's how he got into it, you know? And, I mean, along the way, sure, you know, he was, like, you know, messing up and doing stuff that he probably
That would destroy a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, but it's an amazing, intense story, and I'm just so excited to share.
Didn't he get her as a pinup girl or something?
Well, you know, she's a model and an actor. She's beautiful. Like, he brought in these pictures. I'm like, whoa, you just brought in a Vogue magazine. Yeah, but you'll see, like, also, like, Lemmy from Motorhead, who, you know, I love getting tattooed. Jeanette Napolitano, Concrete Blonde. Obviously, Nikki and some athletes and stuff, so...
One of the things we love about your show, and I really want to make this point for people who haven't tuned into LA Ink yet, this is what's great about it, is you might be thinking, well, it's a show about people getting tattoos. How interesting could it be? But everybody has a story, and what's awesome is the story unfolds over the course of the show and over the course of the time they're getting the tattoo, and stuff that you never would imagine you'd be interested in, you end up really, I mean, like the tsunami survivor and some of the people that you've had in that are just have the most fascinating stories, and you see how much it affected them and how much they now want to live with that forever by having it inked on their body. It's really cool stuff.
Thank you, man. I just think it's fascinating that, like, you know, you don't even have to have tattoos to be able to relate to some of these people.
Right.
You know, like, my dad was probably the most close-minded to tattoos person that I know, you know? And he saw the show and he was like, Kathy, I had no idea that's what you do, you know? And he's like, so amazing. And he, like, loves it. And I'm like, if my dad likes it, you know, it's just so, you know, it's pretty cool.
Your dad and Nikki must have a lot to talk about. I'm just saying.
You know what? My dad loves him. It's crazy.
Of course.
It's so crazy.
Listen, we've had him in. I don't know how you wouldn't love him. I mean, he's a great guy. He seems very cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, we're very excited to have the show back. It is called LA Ink, and it airs on the TLC network, and it debuts tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. And, of course, they do repeat it a couple times on that channel, which is pretty cool. And if you want to get in touch with Kat, you can go to katvondiebot.net is the website. And, of course, High Voltage Tattoo out there on La Brea. We always love having you, and I know we fun a lot, but
Worth
you really are one of our favorites. I'm glad you came in.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067, still the number here at K-Rock. Still a free call. You get on the air, you get a prize. And today it's a pair of passes to join our own Psycho Mike for a night of hockey, music, food, and beverages at the exclusive K-Rock tailgate party, Staples Center, for the Kings game on Friday, October 17th versus the Carolina Hurricanes. Kevin, you going to be going to that, by the way?
No, you're doing. I am.
A lot of Kings games.
Going Sunday night, first home game.
Yeah.
Very excited. San Jose. Times. All right, let's begin with Chris in Torrance. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What it do?
Morning. Hey, I just want to let you guys know, I got the new K-Rock sticker so I can get the golden ticket.
Right.
I'll put it on my work truck. And I come into work this morning, and my boss got the sticker on the desk telling me that I'm suspended for 3 days for altering a company vehicle by putting the sticker on it.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
No. So I'm on the way home from work figuring out what I'm going to do. So I decide I'm going to listen to radio on the way back, and I'm going to try and call in to play Lick Lisa. Well, I get pulled over by the CHP.
Dude, you're going to have to break up with us. I'm sorry. We're bad for you.
Yeah, well, they pulled me over and thought I was talking into the speakerphone on the phone, but, you know, they pulled me over and seen I had an earpiece in the other ear, so they didn't write me the ticket.
It's not you, it's us.
Yeah, I'm going to show on the sticker, but you know.
Wow,
that sucks.
A lot of hardship you're going through.
Let me ask you about this job. Did they make it clear to you? Was it well known policy that you weren't allowed to put a bumper sticker on a company vehicle?
It's a city truck, so they weren't thrilled with it. I never knew anything about it, you know. But
I don't think I would have thought of it.
Maybe they don't like K-Rock, you know. I don't know.
That's always possible.
That sucks, dude. I'm really sorry to hear that.
But, all right, sorry to relay the message to you guys.
All right. Hey, put the sticker back on when you go back. You get three more days.
I got some more.
Thank you, Chris.
All right. Have fun at the Kings game. Let's try Mariana Alhambra. This is one.
I am Bean. I say Alhambra.
Alhambra. By the way, the debate last night, Lisa, you probably noticed, Barack Obama's like me with the vowels. Do you hear him with the Pakistan and stuff? He had a bunch of words like that for some reason.
Yeah, I did notice a couple of them. It was kind of odd.
Weird. He's having trouble with vowels like
Bean? Yeah, a little bit.
Hey, Mario, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What to do?
Hooty-hoo, guys.
Hooty-hoo.
Hooty-hoo.
What's going on?
Okay, so we know Palin's favorite word for the drinking game is Maverick, right?
Sure. Maverick, right.
Okay, the perfect one for the presidential campaign debate, friends.
Yeah, if you if you had a drinking game when McCain said friends, you would have passed out by halfway through.
Oh, absolutely.
We did. We stopped about halfway through it. We couldn't get through it. we ran out of drinks anyway.
Sure.
He is a very friendly guy. Now, does Barack Obama have a phrase or term
change.
Or word that he uses? It'd probably be change, I guess.
Change or hope?
How about and? And
yeah, he does that. Times.
He
and
says what?
And
oh, and
yeah, instead of some people say
you really are looking to drink if you're going to make the word and.
That's a long and.
That's somebody who really needs a drink badly.
I drink if I hear Iraq or if I hear economy, all of those words.
Sure. Let's go. Speaking of this, let's go to Eddie in Van Nuys. Good morning, Eddie.
Hey, good morning. What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Hi, leaking Lisa.
I don't leak.
Well, I got a stink eye at work from everybody because I got stuck with a McCain 7-Eleven coffee cup.
What are you talking about? 7-Eleven has McCain coffee cups?
Well, they have for the voting. They have a blue
cup.
They
do it. They do it every election. You can buy the cup of the candidate you support.
And they ran out when I got there.
So you got McCain.
Wait a minute. So you're not a McCain supporter?
No, not really.
But you're getting crap for having the coffee cup.
Yeah, I'm getting stink eyes from a bunch of broads at work.
Broads love being called broads,
yeah,
too,
that,
by the way.
That may be why you're actually getting this thing.
I think that may have more to do with it.
I'm a Bean supporter. Women are no damn good.
Okay, well, there that tells you all you need to
know. Well, you're right about that, Eddie. Thank you very
much. Then you're
changing your cup is not going to help. I'll tell you that right now.
Let's talk to the other Eddie. This one, Eddie, is in Whittier on line 6. Hi, Eddie. Thanks for holding on. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do?
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do, Eddie?
Hey, I was just looking at you guys are announcing the street team going into near USC. Yeah, you know there's stomachs are going around, right?
Yeah.
Oh, is that where they're going today?
Yep.
They're on Figueroa with the K-Rock van with beer mug from noon till 2. Maybe you're right out there. They're trying to get the stomach flu.
I don't know if I would want to touch that.
Pass it around, people. That's what we're saying.
It's a good idea, man.
Some really bad things happening in USC.
Now over 300 people are sick already.
Yeah.
Got an email from a nurse, I think it was, who was talking about that. We were having some difficulty describing where the fluids leave your body virus.
All possible ways, apparently.
And she said in the medical circles that's known as a double bucket is what that is.
Oh.
So
all right.
That may
double
tell you
bucket.
all you need to know about that.
Double bucket.
All right. Well, that's good planning right there, heading right into the thick of USC. I'm glad to hear that. Good luck with Beer Mug. And I want to thank our special guest, Kat Von D, for joining us in the show, as we have been mentioning, tomorrow night at 10 on TLC. If you run into Kat on the street today, and I know a lot of our K-Rock listeners do, ask her what the difference is between jam and jelly. Would you do that for me? We can't tell you on the air, but ask Kat what the difference is between jam and jelly, and you'll be glad you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good joke. But we couldn't say it on the air. Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean Show. We have Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Yep.
Comedian, MMA announcer. He will be here.
There he is. There's the comedian.
He called the last fight, the Kimbo Slice fight. Called it while he was watching
TV.
And then was surprised by having it actually happen.
You're talking out of your ass, dummy.
Okay, that guy. He's coming in. Also, from the Kings, Anze Kopitar will be here.
Asshole.
Oh.
How dare you? Hockey's back. Very excited about that.
We will tell you about Bean's Puppy Madness. It continues.
Oh, boy.
We will. I think we're going to have some video up of Psycho Mike watching 90210 with Dewan.
Awesome.
Tomorrow.
That sounds like a bad Mad Libs game you're playing right there.
But it should be good. And also, don't forget, we've got your Coldplay tickets before you can buy them on Saturday for November 25th.
So thanks a lot for listening. Please stick around. Our friend Cat Corbett is up next, who sounds just like the last cat that just left us in the studio. Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire is the new song, and it's great. She'll be playing that along with Rise Against, Jane's Addiction, Finger 11, Incubus, Slightly Stupid, and more. It's all part of 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock coming up next. Thoughts or Things?